KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrups. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heat and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue Feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What if you take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck? Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue Feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Of memory circuits damage that originates in the mitochondria. They said we found that the synapse has unusually strong calcium signals in nearby mitochondria, and by comparing how mitochondria function, how brain cells communicate across synapses, the researchers hope to find early signs of stress or failure in the what is called the hippocampal circuit of the brain. Okay, so it's not just in the brain, although the brain is one of the most energetically avid parts of the body. The brain uses tremendous amounts of energy. But so too does the second hardest working organ in your body, which is, what do you think? It's the heart. And again here, here's an article, Mitochondrial Dysfunction, a Roadmap for Understanding and Tackling Cardiovascular Aging. They say that cardiac aging is accompanied by fibrosis, enlargement of the heart cells. You get left ventricular hypertrophy, a baggy heart that results in heart failure, metabolic changes, infiltration of immune cells, which cause inflammation, and these contribute to the remodeling of the heart. And then there's vascular aging, and there's remodeling of blood vessel structure. This review underscores the role of mitochondrial dysfunction in cardiac aging, exploring its impact on fibrosis and myocardial changes. Additionally, we emphasize the significance of mitochondria-targeted therapies in preventing cardiovascular diseases in the elderly. So it's not just, you know, your sense of well-being, and I feel kind of tired, I'll take these, you know, supplements, they're going to pep me up. It's actually important for your brain function, your heart function, the functioning of all the organs and cells within your body. Which is a good segue to this announcement. You know, I've always considered coenzyme Q10 to be one of my core supplements, a powerful antioxidant that supports energy production and heart health. Supplementing with CoQ10 is especially important if you're on a statin, because, as we all know, statins deplete CoQ10 levels, but not all CoQ10 supplements are created equal. Many brands fail to deliver the full benefits, but new research shows that NT factor lipids, which we've been talking about for mitochondrial support, will improve the utilization of CoQ10 by more than 200%. I've seen the study, and it is conclusive. That's why Nutritional Therapeutics created CoQ10 with NT factor lipids, a breakthrough formula scientifically proven to repair and restore your mitochondrial membranes. Remember those membranes that allow too much calcium to get in? Because when they're healthy, your body can fully utilize coenzyme Q10. Folks, I don't go a day without NT factor, and together with CoQ10, it's a powerful combination that helps you feel your best. It reduces fatigue and signs of aging. For a limited time, buy one bottle of NT factor with CoQ10 and get a second bottle free. That's a BOGO offer. Buy one, get one free. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Don't settle for ordinary coenzyme Q10. Upgrade to the formula that I recommend, NT factor with CoQ10. Okay, we are taking phone calls, 877-726-8255. Let's go.
Hi. I have venous insufficiency, and they want to go into one of my veins at the top of the calf and try and attach it to another vein. Is this the only way to do this? Thank you.
Well, you know, I don't know what your particular circumstances are, but the way that we wage war against venous insufficiency, by the way, I wrote an article about that, is first with, you know, lifestyle measures, like make sure you walk. Walk, don't run, because running actually can worsen venous insufficiency, you know, those discolorations of your lower legs, even ulcerations, poor circulation, and distended veins, spider veins. You want to use maybe support stockings to reduce swelling, and also there are nutritional supplements that I list in that recent article that are helpful, including bioflavonoids, rutin, hesperidin. These Vintastic products, Mighty Muscadine products, would be helpful in that regard. And so when it comes to procedures, there are more conservative procedures than what you're talking about. I'm looking at the website of NYU Langone. Vein specialists can use thermal ablation to destroy damaged veins. And that may be good for smaller veins that are on the surface. They can also use radio frequency occlusion. They zap the vein from outside. They can also use a type of treatment where they actually put a small catheter in the damaged vein and a laser heats the damaged vein, causing it to shrink and collapse. There's also non-thermal ablation where they actually put chemicals into the veins to sclerose them. There's a variety of ways that you can get rid of varicose veins, but when there's too much damage, you got to use kind of a splicing together technique. Take out the damaged part of the vein, sometimes put in a graft, and then splice it together to allow normal circulation to return and to make sure that the valves that cause the backflow of blood down into your lower legs and feet, you know, swollen ankles and so on, that the valves work to prevent problems. So, you know, you may be too far along for some of these other procedures, but, you know, consult a vein specialist at a major university hospital center because they're using some very innovative, less invasive ways of dealing with vein problems than what you describe. It just may be that your circumstances dictate a more radical surgical approach. And, you know, certainly just using some Rutin, Hesperidin, you know, some of the things I recommend in the article, you may be beyond the point where these things can relieve a serious vein problem. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
A quarter century of probiotic excellence. Essential Formulas Incorporated proudly celebrates 25 years of innovation and leadership in the probiotic industry. Since introducing Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the gold standard in full-spectrum probiotics, in early 2000, we have remained dedicated to advancing probiotic science through research, education, and cutting-edge product development. Over the years, we have expanded our commitment by introducing groundbreaking products designed to nourish the microbiome, both inside and out, such as RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic Skincare. As we step into our next quarter century, we extend our deepest gratitude to all those who share our vision of probiotic excellence for better human health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's skincare products are available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference today.
Unlock the secret of the muscadine grape, nature's antioxidant powerhouse. It's the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes that supercharge its health benefits. It's packed with more antioxidants than blueberries, cranberries, acai, or pomegranates. And its unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanidins, and more. Backed by 15 years of scientific research, you can harness the power of the muscadine grape with Vinetastic, a revolutionary antioxidant beverage made with Le Bleu extra pure water and mighty muscadine extract. Did you know that over 136 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic? If you're one of them, Vinetastic was specifically designed to support your health needs. Each bottle promotes heart health, stronger immunity, improved brain function, better joint health, and balanced blood sugar levels. Visit Vinetastic.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's Vinetastic.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
It's that time again for the still Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sale starts September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Your project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is the number to call to record a question. We've got some good ones today, so let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Oh, my name is Janice in Hawaii. I enjoy your show. I've been a vegetarian for the last 13 years. But I do eat eggs, so I want to say that my bones are fine. I'm not anemic, and my B vitamins are good, and so all those things you mentioned. If you're mindful about what you eat and just maybe lucky, you can do a vegetarian program for yourself. And I'm 73, and strangely enough, I have fallen 3 times in the last couple of years, and I'm like a toddler, and I pick myself up, dust myself off, start all over again. So it may just be some Tai Chi has been helpful. Thank you for your show. Aloha.
Aloha. Yeah, and thanks. We have a really nice radio affiliate in Hawaii, and we have a lot of listeners out there. So thanks for calling with your question. So, yeah, this is a problem because, in fact, there was just an article in the New York Times, "Why Are More Older People Dying After Falls?" And the subtitle is, "Some researchers suspect that rising prescription drug use may explain a disturbing trend." And you sound like such a clean-living individual, enjoying the great weather and healthy lifestyle in Hawaii, eating a healthy diet, that I doubt if you're a big drug user, but certainly the use of even medications used for urinary problems, medications used for sleep, antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications, blood pressure medications, can cause people to feel weak and woozy and fall down. But generally, as one ages, and I wrote an article about this, is that gravity overcomes people as they get older. And there's several reasons for that. One, the muscles get weaker, there's sarcopenia. Two, the brain centers that govern balance don't work as well. Vision problems sometimes make it more difficult for people to see the pavement or see obstacles correctly. And there's just a variety of things. Also, even just the arthritis. Neuropathy can be a problem, you know, loss of sensation in your feet. And so I recommend that as people get older, that they undertake something like Pilates or physical therapy for balance. And they actually put you through various exercises that improve your balance and work on your, especially your lower extremity muscles, but also your core muscles that support you. If you keep falling, you need a workup. You know, probably the best place to start would be with a neurologist to find out if you had a neurological disease. Various brain disorders can affect gait and make you more clumsy and likely to fall. But it may just be simply a matter of, yeah, you know, you mentioned Tai Chi. That's certainly something that's going to help improve balance.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now.
So what this article says is that the American Geriatric Society adopted fall prevention guidelines in 2011. The CDC, much maligned these days, but here's a good program, a program called STEADY. That's an acronym, which is a program to screen for and prevent falls. And the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommended exercise physical therapy for older adults at risk of falling in 2012, 2018, and again last year. There's actually a higher death rate from fall injuries among Americans over 65 than ever before. It's tripled over the past 30 years, and that's concerning. Among those over 85, which is the cohort at highest risk, death rates from falls jumped from 339 per 100,000. They jumped to 339 per 100,000 from just 92 per 100,000 in 1990. So the culprit, they say, is Americans' reliance on prescription drugs. Older adults may simply be too heavily medicated, and sometimes with drugs that are inappropriate for older people. Drugs can increase falls. Risk of making drugs can make you drowsy or dizzy. Benzodiazepines, opioids, antidepressants, pain medications like gabapentin that act on the central nervous system. Watch out for those. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Got each other. So I got more involved, I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. OpenPhone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. OpenPhone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go? OpenPhone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With OpenPhone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with OpenPhone. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
Gen Z's behavior in the workplace is staggering.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
77% of Gen Z admitted to bringing a parent to a job interview, while 73% of parents help them complete their work assignments. Should this be a sure way to get fired?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we've got a call, so let's hear it.
Hi, my name's Alex. I don't have a question, but I wanted to comment on your earlier discussion of tinnitus. I suffer from it, and what I noticed, the best thing I can do is get away from as much electromagnetic radiation as I can, away from cell phone towers, LED lighting, computers, whatever. If I spend a few hours in the state forest near me, away from all of that, my tinnitus, for all intent and purpose, vanishes and only returns when I'm back around all the radiation. So I hope that helps somebody, maybe. Thank you.
Okay, that's such a wonderful call, because RFK Jr. has been labeled a quack, because not only does he talk about, you know, traditional things like a healthy diet and exercise, and, you know, exposure to chemicals and all kinds of harmful dyes, and then he brings in potentially harmful effects of vaccinations, but he'd also mentioned his portfolio of evils, EMFs, electromagnetic fields. And some people think that's the height of quackery, because many industry-sponsored studies say, no problem, nothing to see here, folks, just move along. All those electromagnetic fields that are emanating from your servers and connect your earbuds to your phones, and so on, being in offices with all kinds of electronic equipment, no problemo. But clearly these may have effects on the body, and some people are extraordinarily sensitive to electromagnetic fields or EMFs. And you sound like a really reasonable kind of guy. You wouldn't be just making this up because you're a hypochondriac. This is an observable phenomenon. And indeed, there is a sound, and it's just at the fringe of perception that is made by fluorescent lights. There's a hum. There's definitely a hum that is made by fluorescent lights and possibly by other types of lighting. And so it is plausible that a very highly tuned sensory organ, like our ears, in addition to normal sounds, may pick up certain other frequencies, and that may create static or distortion. Or even a whine or a hum. So, I take your point, and I think that may be useful advice for sufferers of tinnitus, is see if it's affected by different environments. Take a walk on the seashore, walk in the forest, get away from electronic signals, and see if that is an issue. And if it is, minimize your exposure to electronic EMFs. And perhaps, strategy at bedtime, turn off your router, turn off your server. Make sure that you don't use things like earbuds, which can create electromagnetic waves. Use your phone away from your head. Don't just glue it to your ear and walk around talking all day long, because that may actually exacerbate your symptoms. But, different strokes for different folks. Some people oblivious to these invisible rays, others more sensitive. So thank you for contributing that perspective. Folks, last hour we talked about the benefits of muscadine grapes with our guest, Dr. Stephen Talcott. Well, you can unlock the secret of the muscadine grape, nature's antioxidant powerhouse. It's the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes. Wow. That supercharges its health benefits. It's packed with more antioxidants than even blueberries, cranberries, acai, or pomegranates. And its unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanidins, and more. Backed by 15 years of scientific research and human clinical trials, you can harness the power of the muscadine grape with Vinetastic, a revolutionary antioxidant beverage made with the blue ultra pure water and mighty muscadine extract. Did you know that over 136 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic? Well, if you're one of them, Vinetastic was specifically designed to support your health needs without compromising on taste. It has no sugar, no carbs, no calories. There are no artificial sweeteners, and it somehow ends up tasting delicious. Each bottle promotes heart health, stronger immunity, improved brain function, better joint health, and balanced blood sugar levels. So get your entire family to try this. Visit Vinetastic.com. Make this your preferred beverage. And use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's Vinetastic.com. All right, this is an amazing item because you've heard of FMT, fecal microbiota transfer. Okay, if you haven't heard of it, it means that in order to treat severe gastrointestinal problems, sometimes you can transfer poop from a healthy donor to a sick donor, and it's experimental for conditions like ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, severe irritable bowel syndrome, but it is actually approved for the treatment of a type of colitis called C. difficile colitis. That's caused by Clostridium difficile, a bacteria that proliferates when you take too many antibiotics. And it's a devastating condition. It can make a person look like they've just been released from a concentration camp, or it can lead to death. It is a debilitating condition, and antibiotics used to be effective against it, not so much anymore. A lot of antibiotic resistance now with C. difficile. And so by supplanting the person's current bacterial colonies within their intestine with bacteria from a healthy person, you can actually crowd out the C. difficile. You restore balance. That's the way it works. For other conditions, it's currently experimental. There are certain centers in different parts of the world where you can obtain this therapy. You really want to be careful because you need a healthy donor. Things can go awry. It's a little bit like Russian roulette because you just don't know what you're getting. And each person's microbiome reacts differently to the introduction of foreign bacteria. All right. Let's now switch gears and talk about the nasal microbiome. There are germs in your nose, and some of them, many of them, are beneficial. They help keep your nasal mucosa healthy. They help to prevent colonization by harmful bacteria and fungi. And, of course, when you take lots of antibiotics for chronic sinusitis, or chronic, sometimes referred to as CRS, chronic rhinosinusitis. And you may be one of those folks who's taken multiple antibiotics to kill all the bugs. But you're also killing the good bugs. And so that doesn't work long term. And then you're given steroids. Well, that suppresses your local immune system, so that allows the colonization of harmful fungi and bad bacteria. And so how do you restore the nasal microbiome? Introduce the concept of NMT, similar to FMT. It is, and I'm quoting, based on the premise that nasal dysbiosis, which is defined as a disturbance in microbial diversity and composition, triggers respiratory diseases, and that restoring the nasal microbiota to a balanced state can improve disease outcomes. Okay. The idea is it's snot therapy. You're getting a snot transfusion, in effect. Healthy snot that will put good bacteria back in your nasal passages where it's depleted by chronic antibiotic or steroid use or even antifungal use in some cases. All right, so two recent studies evaluated the efficacy of NMT in patients afflicted with chronic rhinosinusitis. These are small studies. What they found is that they were able to improve the symptoms. There's something called the sinonasal outcome test. It's also abbreviated the SNOT-22 score. So the patients who got the NMT, the transplants of beneficial bacteria, improved. So there was also a significantly lower level of inflammatory compounds like interleukin, interferon, macrophage, inflammatory protein, and levels of IL-10, an inflammatory cytokine that is found to increase in chronic rhinosinusitis patients. And so they say future studies may provide a clearer picture of the relationship between the overall effectiveness of NMT in managing CRS. So, yeah, interesting. But so in the future, when you visit ear, nose, and throat doctor, they may give you a snot transfusion. I wonder if that's going to become the new vogue in treatment of chronic sinusitis. It certainly helps to break down the biofilms in your nasal passage with something like clear nasal spray. That's something that we advocate. But whole novel ideas, in effect, probiotics for restoration of your nasal microbiome. Cool idea. 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine. Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, so I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman. You heard us talk about the powerful immune, supportive, and anti-aging benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat here on Intelligent Medicine. Himalayan tartary buckwheat is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. Now, Dr. Jeffrey Bland is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan tartary buckwheat called HTB Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. HTB Rejuvenate harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced with a stronger immune system ready to take on whatever comes your way. HTB Rejuvenate is designed to help fight oxidative stress and promote mental clarity. It's like a daily reset for your well-being. HTB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and great-tasting chocolate chews. To learn more and to order HTB Rejuvenate, just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for HTB Rejuvenate.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
What did you study in school, Emmeline?
I studied strategic communications. I've always been kind of a creative person.
What are you looking to do with the strategic communications these days?
Like graphic design, I've done content creation, all that kind of stuff. So I'm looking at all of those kind of fields. It's a very broad major.
And most importantly, are you getting joy out of what you're doing?
Definitely. I think it's captures so many of my interests, which is why I'm really happy I chose that major. It just encompasses so many things that I've enjoyed all throughout my life.
Maybe I'm mistaken. It seems to me that she's got a bit of Mark Albero in her, where she's got the sales and marketing talent.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Hello, I'm Kate Levy. When I was just 10 years old, I lost my father, Joe, in the 9/11 attacks at the World Trade Center. He was a lieutenant in the New York City Fire Department. For 9/11 this year, now a National Day of Service, I'll be doing what my dad loved to do, helping others in need. Please join me by doing your own good deed that day. Visit 911day.org to learn more.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Remember, our number is 877-726-8255, and by calling that number, you can record a question or share a comment. We've got an interesting comment about the effects of EMFs, electromagnetic fields, on tinnitus from a guy who found relief by forest bathing, getting out away from all those signals. So comments are welcome as well as questions. 877-726-8255. Okay, this is an interesting article. There's a revolution going on in AI, artificial intelligence, which can really help in medicine, because it's a very tedious task to look at slides of biopsies, and you can really get cross-eyed looking at these cells to see if they're cancerous or precancerous. Previously a task for pathologists, people in laboratories, also reading x-rays, very, very challenging to do high-volume x-ray screening. So AI recognizes patterns and can come up with at least hypothetical diagnoses, pointing out this or that abnormality or anomaly, and then an experienced doctor can interpret that, say, yeah, that's for real or that's not for real. You really want the human element there. So this is a report about an AI model called MedGemini that shows some of the potential downsides. Headline: Doctors Horrified as Google's AI Healthcare Makes Up an Entirely New Body Part. This is a mistake that a first-year med student might make and then fail an anatomy exam. Okay? The article says that the proliferation of AI has repeatedly been hampered by rampant hallucinations. That's a term for the fact that sometimes AI makes stuff up. It makes it up as it goes along, like a bad high school student who's just making it up. And it'll literally make up facts and tell convincing lies. So one glaring error proved so persuasive that it took over a year to be caught. In their May 2024 research paper, researchers showed off how AI can analyze brain scans from the radiology lab for various conditions. And it looked good. It performed really well. It identified a, quote, old left basilar ganglia infarct. Now, I've just run that terminology past you, and it just runs right over you, right? Referring to a purported part of the brain, the basilar ganglia, that simply doesn't exist in the human body. So, it turns out that there is such a thing as the basal ganglia, and there's also a basilar artery, but there's no such thing as a basilar ganglia infarct. So it's an embarrassing reveal that underlines some of the shortcomings of AI, that you got to be careful, because at the present stage, it's just going to make stuff up. And we need the human ingredient to make sure that it's faithful to the truth. This item Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Need MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy. Remember we were talking about the mitochondria, your body's natural anti-aging pathway, because as we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure stores your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. So boost your cellular your energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I personally use it. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized. My recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer. So I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. They're great tasting. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure today. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman for 20% off. This study looks at the benefits of cannabis for sleep. Study finds cannabis improves sleep where other drugs fail. Now, there's some drawbacks to cannabis, especially the ultra-strong cannabis that now flooding the marketplace, much stronger than even the strong cannabis that we used when I was in college. And so this study shows that one out of every three people has some trouble getting a good night's rest. 10% of adults meet the criteria for an insomnia disorder. The authors of the study analyzed a set of 124 insomnia patients taking medical cannabis products. So these are products with CBD and THC balanced. The patients reported improved sleep quality that lasted over the 18 months of treatment. They also showed significant improvements in anxiety and depression, as well as reporting less pain. So don't smoke pot, but consider edible products like the products made by PlusCBDOil.com, one of our sponsors, CB Sciences. I utilize these products when I have challenging sleep issues, and they are very effective and certainly create less in the way of addiction potential and hangover than many of the drugs that are on the market. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Remember that you can find all things related to intelligent medicine at drhoffman.com. Our number 877-726-8255 for questions. Shop supplements at drhoffman.com as well. Follow us on Facebook and X. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter and our podcasts. Have a great weekend. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take is PlusCBD from CB Sciences, which has now introduced Ignite Male Performance Soft Gels to the wellness line. Ignite combines the calming power of CBD with a potent blend of traditional botanicals to support testosterone levels rather than introducing synthetic hormones or stimulants. Ignite takes a natural approach to support the body's own testosterone production and hormonal balance. It's a daily formula designed to optimize performance and help men feel more like themselves again. To learn more and to order, visit PlusCBDOil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's PlusCBDOil.com/Hoffman for the new Ignite Men's Performance Formula.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Gen Z's behavior in the workplace is
staggering. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. 77% of Gen Z admitted to bringing a parent to a job interview, while 73% of parents helped them complete their work assignments. Should this be a sure way to get fired? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. A judge has released a heavily redacted document used to justify a recent search of the Maryland home of John Bolton. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Bolton was National Security Advisor for 17 months during the first Trump administration. The judge says revealing more could harm a criminal investigation. The FBI's search warrant affidavit says there was probable cause to believe classified information and national defense information were at Bolton's home. Bolton has not been charged with a crime. His lawyer says Bolton possessed nothing more than ordinary records. Bolton has criticized President Donald Trump's approach to foreign policy and government leading up to and during his second term. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Well, the Fed will hold a two-day meeting beginning Tuesday, followed by an interest rate announcement Wednesday. Many economists anticipate a rate cut. President Trump plans to award a slain broadcaster with a nation's civilian honor. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A day after the assassination of conservative grassroots leader Charlie Kirk, the president announced he will be posthumously awarding him the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Charlie was a giant of his generation, a champion of liberty, and an inspiration to millions and millions of people.
The 31-year-old Kirk was a major Christian conservative influencer and played a significant role in the Trump presidential campaigns. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And some political leaders are canceling appearances after Charlie Kirk's death. Others are relying on a very large police presence to help keep them safe. And still others insist the assassination that shook the nation will not have any direct impact on their plans. Elected officials at every level and in both parties are grappling with some very difficult choices as they move deeper into the election season, in which the prospect of further violence still lingers. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. Sleep would get you out of pain by taking their 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF.
Republicans are ready to change the Senate's rules to allow quick confirmations of dozens of President Trump's executive branch nominees. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton.
It takes a little bit of time to go through the normal procedural steps, and the Democrats are going to slow things up as much as they possibly can.
Senator Cotton is accusing the Democrats of, quote, historic obstruction when it comes to executive branch nominees.
And usually, unanimously. I think with George Bush 41, it was 98%. Bill Clinton, it was maybe around the same, fell around 90% with George Bush, stayed the same with Obama, fell to only 65% with Donald Trump the first time around, fell a little bit more with Biden, now zero. Literally, 8 months into this presidency, we have not had a single nominee confirmed by voice.
The Arkansas Republican made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh speaking out on the genius of the American system of government. Here's John Scott.
Kavanaugh says the framers of the Constitution were set on avoiding the concentration of power. Kavanaugh spoke Thursday at an event honoring Kenneth Starr, the former dean of Pepperdine University, and the independent counsel who prosecuted former President Clinton. Kavanaugh said, "No one person or group of people should have too much power in our system." John Scott reporting.
China launching two probes targeting the U.S. semiconductor sector ahead of trade talks in Spain. China's Ministry of Commerce has announced an anti-dumping investigation into certain analog IC chips imported from the U.S. The ministry has also announced an anti-discrimination probe into U.S. measures against China's chip sector. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrest. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heat and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue Feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Buy houses, if someone even comes to your house to look at it, they will tell you that they're going to buy your house. But if you look at the paperwork closely, they sometimes have closing dates of 21 to 30 days from the time of signing the agreement. Their mode of operation is that they want to get their inspectors or their contractors into the house before they close to get quotes. But these so-called quote-unquote contractors are actually potential buyers that they are hoping to flip that contract to. And so if that's the case, I'm not saying all the companies are like that because they're not, but there's certainly some of them out there that are. And if you think the house is sold, but it's one of these wholesalers, it can leave you in a very bad position.
Well, because they own the rights to that property for a period of time, whatever your contract says.
That's correct.
And so what you're saying is that, okay, hey, we'll buy your house, but in reality, now they do not have the cash in hand to buy that house.
Correct.
Or they're not willing to do that. And so all they're trying to do is then advertise your house and then sell it to someone else, collect the proceeds, and then pay you what the offer was, and if they don't get that done, you are led down a road that is not so good.
That's correct. And I've heard of situations where they will either tell the homeowner, you know, I didn't realize that your house needed more work than what we thought it did.
Ah.
And so they will try and negotiate a lower price so that they can accomplish their flip.
Yeah.
Their flip of the contract, or they'll just disappear. And you won't hear from them again. Or sometimes if the original contract states that they have maybe 90 days to accomplish what they want to accomplish, and you as a seller realize, you know, this is something that I didn't realize was happening, I want to get out of the contract.
Yep.
I've heard of situations where this wholesaling company will sue the homeowner to enforce their contract.
Mm.
Not a good situation.
Nope. So look, just avoid all that and call Ben. The individuals that I have on my program, Senior Care Live, are straight up trustworthy individuals and trustworthy services. Ben is as great as it gets. Ben is a veteran owned business, top ratings from the Better Business Bureau. Been in business for, you know, well over 20 years doing all of it. How long? How many years?
Just went over 28 years.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Well, all right, darn near 30. So I was shortchanging you on that. But yeah. So Ben knows what he's doing. Okay. You can trust Ben. He's going to make you an offer. If it looks great, go for it. If you want to go a different path, I mean, he might even recommend go a different way. But here's the bottom line. Give Ben a call if you're thinking about selling your house. You want the convenience of downsizing and just moving out of your house as is, and not leave all the stuff in the house to Ben, the repairs and everything, and walk away from it. 855-291-5005. That's toll free anywhere in the country. 855-291-5005. And he has an excellent website, homedownsizing.com. And Ben, we were also talking about interest rates. A lot of folks, I think, felt like maybe they were gonna start to fall, and maybe there's been just a tiny bit of movement, but they're still like around 7%, aren't they?
Depending on where you're at, that's correct. The long-term 30-year mortgage rates are still around 7%, which is still making it expensive for a lot of people to get into to buying a home these days. That's correct.
And, you know, we all, and maybe I remember, and this has been a long time ago, this has been, you know, the late 70s, I remember 12, 13, you know, 18%.
Or higher.
Yeah, maybe even 20. So it was just crazy. So it, relative to that, 7 doesn't seem so bad, but we got spoiled rotten on, you know, 2.5-3% for a really long time. But the bottom line is, they're not coming down, and it's still a pretty good seller's market. We could use some more inventory, but you mentioned that a lot of these large corporations, for the first time maybe in a long time, they're actually selling more of their inventory than they're buying. So what effect does that have on the market?
That's a story that I saw earlier this week, Steve, that I believe in the first half of this year, there were more net sales from investors or investment companies than there were purchases since, I believe, 2021 or
okay.
before that. And so, again, this is very locality dependent.
Sure, sure.
So in some areas, you're not they're not going to see the effects of this as much as other areas. But, you know, some of the areas, even back in 2014, 2015, parts of Florida where a company would have 15,000 houses in that one metro area. And that was just one company back then even.
Wow.
And so depending on what these companies do, they can really influence a local market if they decide to liquidate or anything like that. And so what it's going to do locally, you know, here in Kansas City, who knows?
Yeah. Yeah.
But just be aware that there are factors out there that influence your housing market that you might not, that most people might not think about.
Well, and if they sell a bunch of their houses, it's going to flood the market with inventory, and now you have a lot more supply. And maybe that exceeds the demand, and all of a sudden, then the home prices or the sales price is going to drive that down a little bit, potentially.
Might come down and might make the 7% interest rates, you know, more affordable to buy. So,
yeah,
again,
yeah.
Just depends on your local market.
Excellent. Reach out to Ben. So check it, homedownsizingsolutions.com, or you can just tighten that up a little bit, homedownsizing.com, 855-291-5005. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. In reference to a person's mortgage, the payoff is the same as your balance due. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
It's
that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lauchland. Landscape Supply, and it's time for our annual fall sale. That's right, it's our 6th anniversary, and we want to celebrate by saving you big bucks September 19th through the 28th on products like Dimension Pre-Emergent to stop the weeds before they start. Pick up a 50-pound bag for only $39.99. Or low mulch mix to prepare for the new lawn is only $36 a yard. Popular fir walk-on bark marked down to only $33 a yard. Even road base for the potholes will start at only $36 a yard. Need landscape weed fabric? With so many sizes available, you'll be able to buy it with our deepest discounts yet. Just need to maintain the yard? Pick up a bag of our Gold Rush Winterizer Fertilizer for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Come check out our store full of tools, pond products, garden hoses, hardware, and so much more to stock up on while it's all on sale at Lauchs Landscape Supply. Check us out on the web at lauchslandscape.com. Call us at 530-378-2220 or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Turner Creek, and Airport Road. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
False. The answer is false. And Ben, why is that statement false?
Well, Steve, when a person receives a monthly statement from their mortgage company, they usually have a balance on there. And, of course, that's the principal balance. But a payoff is always going to be something a little bit different. But especially in situations that I've run into in the last couple weeks, actually, where, and this might not be an issue with your listeners near as much as the general population, I guess I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
But in one situation, a person had been behind on their mortgage back when, actually when COVID happened several years ago. And during that time, they signed what they thought was a modification to their mortgage with the lender. And it actually ended up being, instead of a modification for their primary loan, it was actually paperwork to create a second loan.
Oh, boy.
And they had really no idea that they had even signed anything like this. And apparently they weren't the only ones in this situation. Our title company had heard of this happening numerous times with a large nationwide lending company.
Wow.
So instead of having a payoff amount for around $150,000, they actually had two loans that required about $180,000 or $90,000, which made the debt more than the house was worth.
Oh, my. Now they're upside down.
So they're upside down, which would have required a short sale, what's called a short sale, in order to sell that property.
Hmm.
A second issue was a gentleman that... anytime a person gets into not being able to make mortgage payments is an unfortunate situation. But in this especially was a health related issue that had been going on now for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he also was under the assumption that he owed about $230,000 or so.
Yep.
And when we requested a payoff from the lender, because it had almost gone to a foreclosure sale, he actually owed closer to $280,000.
Oh boy. What happened? What made up that difference?
You have things like when a person is not making their mortgage payments, then the lender has the ability to make property tax payments to the local municipality for tax payments.
Okay.
Home insurance and back payments, back interest, legal fees. There can be all kinds of different things that a person doesn't think about.
Late fees and penalties and all of that stuff.
Yeah, all of that stuff add up as well. And so when a person thinks, okay, I don't owe, I owe X, well, it can be a lot more than X by the time you include all of those items. And fortunately for him, even though he contacted us less than a week before the foreclosure sale, even though this has been going on for 2 years now, the lender was willing to stop and postpone the sale because we showed him a purchase agreement that our company was going to buy the house,
mm-hmm.
and a proof of funds that we could actually financially do that.
Okay.
So that's another situation where a wholesaler probably does not have a real
right.
proof of funds,
yeah.
but we could show him something from the bank that we had the proof of funds. So we're in the process of closing that right now.
Okay, and then what that did was it saved him from getting literally kicked out of his house because of foreclosure.
That's correct. So because he was in the kind of a unique situation that he still had equity in his house, but we're able to buy that house, let him stay there for a few months so that he and his family can transition to a new home without being pushed out of their current home.
Yep, and just kind of start over with the clean slate.
That's correct. And at least have some money in his pocket from the equity instead of some people. Understandably, nobody wants to lose their home, but some people hang on to that home for so long that they lose any equity that they would have had, and they're kind of a slave to that house.
Yeah.
Which is not a good situation either. So at least he's able to get out of the house, get a new home, and have some money to start over with.
If this is resonating with you, I know this is turning some heads. I can feel it right through the radio waves. Reach out to Ben Socek. He knows what he's doing. He may be able to help you, even in a difficult situation like we just discussed with these couple of clients here. 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Home Downsizing Solutions is not one of these... I think it's a little bit shady to potentially misrepresent yourself and say, oh, you're going to buy it. And when you really have no intention of buying that property, you're just trying to find a buyer to buy that contract, and then you would just send them the net. So I don't like that. So with Home Downsizing Solutions, you don't have to worry about any of that stuff, any of that funny business. Homedownsizing.com, 855-291-5005. And Ben, tell us about your book. You have a really, really helpful workbook that can help people who are in that downsizing mode.
Correct. One, I have the Stress-Free Home Downsizing book. That's available on Amazon, and I would love for your listeners to go to Amazon, buy a copy, and hopefully you like it and give me a good review, because could certainly utilize those on Amazon.
Sure.
But if you would like a free copy of our Stress-Free Home Downsizing workbook, you can just go to Home Downsizing Solutions or homedownsizing.com. Go to the resources tab. There's a number of free resources under that tab that you can download. And one of those is that workbook that you can download. And I think it would be a good resource if you are looking at selling a house and moving to a smaller home, apartment, or other type of senior living community.
And I'll tell you what, and we've talked about this before, but I've spoken with so many people, and you've spoken with way more than I have, but most people, that's the hardest part of moving is, oh my gosh, what do I do with all this stuff, and what can I take with me? What do I need to sell, donate, throw away, et cetera, et cetera? And this workbook would help you work through all of that.
That's correct. I think it really is, not that it's just me talking about my resource here, but I've been told by other people that it's a really good resource if you are in that process because, yes, I've talked to a lot of people that want to downsize or they know that they really need to downsize, but they just have no idea where to start. And so this can certainly start a person with that process.
So you go to homedownsizing.com and then go to the resources and then find what's that workbook called again?
The Stress-Free Home Downsizing Workbook.
All right, Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for coming in today. Excellent as always.
Thank you, Steve, for having me. Have a great day.
All right, we'll have more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
By awarding senior care consulting franchises, we help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The season off right and join us Mondays through December 29th for our Monday Night Football in Overtime, where you can enjoy delicious stadium snacks and buckets of beer while you watch your favorite football team on the big screen. Check-ins start at 4 p.m. Don't forget to play your favorite slot machine to earn a t-shirt and a shot glass. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join top CEOs and business leaders as they sit down with fellow CEOs on Executive Leaders Radio to share their insights, personal journey, and the real stories behind today's most impactful business leaders. So, Brian, you mentioned in the green room that you were always balancing relationships, being the middle of five and the organizer of the neighborhood. How does that play into what you're doing today?
I think
so much of, first off, I would describe myself as a collaborative leader. I love getting everybody in the room. Like, there's so much more knowledge out there, and you want to make sure you hear all voices. And I just think that's really important to me, that, you know, you work with people to get things accomplished. The more I can encourage others to take on ownership and accountability, the more we can do as a collective team. And I think just that interaction, you know, whether it was with the family or with the friends, you know, that's still who I am today.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com.
Hello, I'm Scott Strauss. On 9/11, I was a New York City police officer assigned to finding survivors buried under the rubble of the World Trade Center. Those were difficult days, but what kept me going was seeing the way Americans joined together in unity. It didn't matter if you were a Democrat or Republican or anything else. For 9/11 this year, now a National Day of Service, let's rekindle that spirit of unity by doing good deeds. Visit 911day.org to learn more.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so earlier this week, I had a really interesting conversation with a super nice lady. She said, hey, we listen to you on the radio, and we've listened to you for years, and now the time has come. We believe that we need your service. So she was going through and explaining their whole situation. And it was complex, but this is what, you know, we at Senior Care Consulting, I mean, we work with these different situations every single day. And then she started, it spawned all kinds of questions, as it always does. So I was explaining all of the details that are relevant to her situation and her needs. And I was providing a tremendous amount of information, just in a phone conversation over the phone, like I always do. And then she stopped. And then she just blurted out, wait a minute. The other place I called, they didn't tell me anything about any of this. And I'm like, oh boy, you talked to somebody else also? She goes, well, yeah, I did. And what happened was she had called one of these free referral services. Free is a powerful word, folks. I'm going to talk you out of that here in just a second. I'm going to make my point very loudly and clearly. Ever since she signed up or just did a basic inquiry from the quote-unquote free referral service, her phone has just been exploding with, I don't know how many, dozens and dozens of calls in a short period of time from very aggressive salespeople. This is what happens. When you do that, you touch their website, they do, even if you don't fill out a form, they do data mining, and they go back to your IP address, which tells them your name, your phone number, your address, your, all of your information. They can go backwards and contact you that way. God forbid if you fill out a form. If you fill out a form, you are theirs. That is sent out to all kinds of their business partners who are then trying to get to you first to make their sale. This is the kind of stuff that you get, folks. It's not free at all, by the way. I'll explain that in a minute. And I said, she was just perplexed. She's like, well, wait a minute. You're getting into all sorts of things that, I mean, I really appreciate it too, by the way. I had no idea how this works and how that works and all these things. She said, this is a lot more of a complex situation than I thought. And you have really opened my eyes. They didn't say a single word about any of that. And I just started laughing, and I said, well, ma'am, of course not. Of course they didn't. And then she said, well, why? And I said, ma'am, I'm a real consultant. They're just trying to make a sale. They're going to tell you just enough to get you just interested enough to choose one of their contracted business providers, So they don't really have an incentive to educate you on all the things that I just reviewed with you, simple conversation over the phone. They just need you to choose one of their contracted facilities so that they can receive their several $1,000 kickback. That's all they need. So if they spend all this time talking to you about all these other things, it doesn't really benefit them. So they're going to spend the least amount of time with you and tell you just enough to get you interested in one of their partner providers. You choose that partner provider, you move in. What they've done was, A, they accomplished their goal of increasing the occupancy for their business partner, and B, once you move in, that business partner strokes them a check for thousands and several thousand dollars. That's how it works. It's not free at all. Not free at all. So I just thought that was interesting. I said, ma'am, I'm an actual consultant. I educate you on stuff. They're just trying to make a sale. Such a stark, stark difference. So I'm working with just this wonderful fella, and he's pretty heartbroken that he can no longer care for his wife who has Alzheimer's. He's done a great job for her, but everyone has their limits, and he's approaching his, and he knows it. And so we're in the middle of, you know, conducting our research, trying to identify our top options. And I checked out one place that was kind of within the location parameters, and I was just shocked at what I ran into. And so this would be at the long-term care level. And this is some of what you get with an actual consultant at Senior Care Consulting. We don't just recommend places on our list that are going to give us our kickback. Okay, we research the entire marketplace. And I had one client one time. He said something that it's always stuck with me. He said, "Steve, along with you knowing the best options available for us," he said, "what is just as important, maybe more important, is you know the places to not go." And I said, "You got that right. I know exactly where we're not going." So, and that is important. That is important. Okay. So I stumble into this one, and I just started doing the research to figure out our top options. This one is definitely did not make the list. And I looked at the penalties that they have been charged in the last 3 years. And I see that a couple of years ago, they received a penalty from the government of $131,000. Wow! That is a huge, huge penalty. So when you're running one of these places, and then you're going along, and then about every year or so, plus or minus, the state representatives will come in unannounced and do an audit, a survey. Okay. And if they find any issues, then they will write a citation. It's called a deficiency. And if it's a really bad situation, they can fine you. And if it's really bad, they could deny government payments to you or your facility until you get that fixed and cleaned up. So along with this whopping $131,000 penalty, they also had a denial of payment from Medicare and Medicaid until you get that cleaned up and fixed. That's a major, severe penalty. And then I run into a much larger penalty that happened this year. $270,000 penalty and another denial of payment. I about fell out of my chair. I have never seen a federal fine as large as that. Not even close. 131's a whopper. But twice as much, $270,000 fine. So I'm like, all right, well, so now I need to know what happened. So then I go into another part of my research. I find out that in the most recent surprise health inspection, they had 19 deficiencies, and the average for this state is 12. Okay, so they're way above average. And then I look at the number of complaints in the last 3 years that resulted in a citation or a deficiency. 60 complaints in the last 3 years. 60. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Oh, my gosh. What's going on? So then I continue with more. 9 quality of life and quality of care deficiencies. Right. We have abuse and neglect deficiencies. We have resident right deficiencies, pharmaceutical deficiencies. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. So you go through here, and here is a J-level deficiency. That is as high as it gets. That means that a person's health and well-being is in immediate jeopardy. You never want to see a J. And you could have a K and an L. You don't. That's pretty rare. But if you're going to have this high level, it's usually to involves one person, maybe a couple, usually one, some incident with one resident. Here is a second J-level deficiency. And it goes through, and you read, I'm not going to read all of this stuff, but I'm literally doing this live. Let me go back that couple of years where they had that $131,000 fine. 31 deficiencies during that one survey or audit. And again, the average for that state at that time was 10. Okay, so here's a question to ask yourself. Is that a place that you would ever take your loved one? That's the question. Think about it, and I'll have more in just a moment.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
I'm Steve Keeker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
This year's U.S. National winner of the James Dyson Award is redefining what assistive technology can look and feel like. Soul One, developed by Harvard students Bradley Wagman and Victor Bokish, is a wearable device that uses AI and soft robotics to help people with foot drop, a condition affecting millions of Americans, walk naturally again. Here's Bradley and Victor with more.
With Soul One, we wanted to create something that feels as good to wear as it is effective. It's lightweight, sleek, fits in any shoe, and adapts in real time. It supports every step, helping people with foot drop walk confidently again.
We've taken inspiration from athletic gear because we believe assistive technology should be something you're proud to wear, not just something you must. That's why winning the James Dyson Award is so exciting. It's known globally for celebrating ideas that solve real problems in creative and practical ways. Now, as we head to the international competition with the global winners revealed November 5th, we hope Soul One inspires other inventors to enter their ideas into the James Dyson Award.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teens. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place, so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go. Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With Open Phone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with Open Phone. Open Phone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Open Phone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. Openphone.com/try.
Gen Z's behavior in the workplace is staggering.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
77% of Gen Z admitted to bringing a parent to a job interview, while 73% of parents helped them complete their work assignments. Should this be a sure way to get fired?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so back to my question. Is that place that that's had 60 complaints over the last 3 years that resulted in a deficiency? Is that a place you would ever take your mother, your father, your spouse, your loved one? Most people would say no. Having a $131,000 fine, knowing that is a huge, gigantic whopper of a fine, then followed up by a $270,000 fine. I've never seen anything close to that. Is that a place you would ever take your loved one? Most people would say no, and maybe even hell no. Right? There's no way. There's no way. But I got a question for you. What if that free referral service, free is such a powerful word, so attractive, it's really, you get what you pay for, folks. What if that free referral service, what if they're on their list? What if that place is on their list? And what if you're like, oh, well, I mean, I'm trusting them. I mean, it's on their list. And so, oh, yeah, well, let's just go to that. Because you weren't told any of this. Remember what the lady said? Well, you've shared so much information, they didn't tell me any of that information. Nope, they tell you just enough to make the sale. They're not incentivized to do anything different than that for this particular free referral service. There are a few of them like that. What if this place with a $131,000 fine followed up by a $270,000 fine, denial of payments and admissions bans? What if that place is on their list? 60 complaints over the last 3 years? 60? Are you kidding me? What if it's on their list? And what if you just unsuspectingly choose that one because they didn't share any of that stuff with you, any of that information? What if? That's why I gladly differentiated myself with this very nice lady who is going to use our service, by the way, to help with her situation and her need and her family. That's why I said, ma'am, I'm a real consultant. I am. How about that? They're just trying to make a sale. And she said, it's all so clear to me now. I had no idea. I had no idea. So, let's take just a few minutes to compare my firm, Senior Care Consulting, with the free referral services. And I always have to put up my air quotes, free referral service. They're not free. They're not free at all. Not even remotely close. They are absolutely not free in any way. They get paid big time money to convince you to choose a place on the list. You know, there's one of these free referral services, and on their website, they're bragging. Oh, look, we have agreements with, a certain number of senior care providers throughout the country, blah, blah, blah. And I did some quick math, and they represent less than 20% of the market, less than 20% of the options available. Oh, that's exciting, isn't it? So with a real consultant, the real consultant will explore all of your options in the market, not 20% or 18%, whatever the number is. How about that? Senior Care Consulting, we work directly for you. We represent you and your family. The free referral services represent an incomplete list, maybe even less than 20% of area facilities. They refer to them as their partner communities. They're free to you because they receive large commissions if you choose one of their recommended partner communities. That's exciting, isn't it? They are incentivized to recommend the places they have a contract agreement with. Some would call that a conflict of interest. This is why I have trademarked, with my firm Senior Care Consulting, I've trademarked the phrase, a placement service with integrity. We don't receive a single penny. Never have, never will. And look, I've been offered the moon. I have been offered so much money and airfare for my wife and I to Hawaii. That's thousands of dollars. Season tickets to the Chiefs. Are you kidding me? You can't get those anymore. They're worth so much. I don't know how much they're worth now. It's a ridiculous amount of money. One lady had a stack of brand new, crispy $100 bills on her desk, saying I could buy more toys for my kids that Christmas. Now, that one made me mad. I said, are you kidding me? You're dragging my kids into your bribery? Shame on you. Shame on you. Fortunately, she retired right after that, and I don't have to deal with her anymore. But anyway, it's unbelievable, folks. A placement service with integrity is what we offer. Senior Care Consulting, our job is to help you make critical decisions. Their job is to generate revenue by helping to increase the occupancy and census of their partner communities. We don't accept reimbursement from any care provider ever. They're typically paid 80, 90, up to 100% of the first month's cost by their contracted partner communities. Again, conflict of interest. I think it's a gross conflict of interest. We research the entire marketplace to find the best place for your unique situation. These other places primarily recommend a limited number of their partner communities. You get how this is going, right? When researching the market, we do not provide your personal information, acting as a filter so that you're not contacted by any sales representatives. We represent you. It's the point of contact. Not all, but some free referral services forward your personal information to that limited list of the partner communities, and then guess what happens? It is a race to see who gets to you first. Your phone will explode, just like the lady I spoke with earlier this week. Her phone is still blowing up, just ringing off the hook. Unbelievable. We tour the communities with you. We ask a lot of questions from the perspective of a nursing home administrator or assisted living executive director. We ask really good questions that most of our clients would not know to ask. Some free referral services will tour facilities with you, but not all of them. But you'll spend hours just returning all of the calls you receive. And that's just the beginning of your journey. I could go on and on and on and on. If you want to know more about that, go to seniorcareconsulting.com and then click on Why Choose Us. All that information is there. Here's the bottom line. If you want an objective consultant that's not on the take, that works directly for you and your family, if that sounds appealing to you, okay, call Senior Care Consulting. We would love to offer you a free consultation. We'll have a very good phone conversation with you. We'll see if it's a good fit both ways. 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here for Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. The investigation continues in Utah.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox tells NBC's Meet the Press that the 22-year-old man accused of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk appears to have become radicalized after dropping out of Utah State University in 2021.
Clearly, there was a lot of gaming going on. Friends that have confirmed that there was kind of that deep, dark internet, the Reddit culture and these other dark places of the internet where this person was going deep.
And Cox describes suspect Tyler Robinson as having a leftist ideology, although he was raised by a conservative Mormon family. I'm Donna Warder.
In the meantime, students who witnessed Charlie Kirk's assassination in Utah Valley University, now of course dealing with a lot of trauma and grief, at a makeshift memorial on campus. People have been leaving flowers and teddy bears and whatnot. The school, by the way, says there will be increased security forces when classes resume on campus on September the 17th. Boeing facing a fine of millions of dollars.
The FAA's proposed fine of $3.1 million against Boeing is for safety violations that occurred from September 2023 through February 2024. They include one related to a jetliner losing a door plug panel on its fuselage in mid-flight. The FAA says it has identified hundreds of quality system violations at the 737 factories of Boeing and its subcontractor Spirit AeroSystems. Boeing says it's reviewing the proposed penalty. The company put in place a safety and quality plan last year under FAA oversight. I'm Mike Hempen.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
NATO is bulking up in its defensive posture on the eastern flank of bordering Belarus, Russia, and Ukraine with new equipment, hoping to deter potential Russian aggression. That follows an incursion by Russian drones into Polish territory. Professor of Strategy and Security at the University of Exeter, that's Jamie Shea, says that Vladimir Putin may be taking advantage of recent commitments.
Since Donald Trump insisted that the Ukrainians via Europe have to purchase the weapons from the United States and they have to be produced fresh by American defense industry rather than come from U.S. stocks. So that clearly has sent a signal to Putin that he has now a window of opportunity to pursue his campaign in Ukraine before these new freshly manufactured American weapons arrive.
Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Vaccinations are underway in southern Congo for the Ebola virus. More on the story from correspondent Julie Walker.
The World Health Organization starts vaccinations amidst an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. So far, at least 16 people have died, and another 68 are suspected of having it, according to the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The WHO says only 400 doses of the vaccine have been dispatched, with the rest to be delivered later. The operation faces challenges due to limited access and scarce funds, but 45,000 additional vaccines have been approved. The latest Ebola outbreak is Congo's 16th since 1976. Meanwhile, the latest CDC update on Ebola in the U.S. reports the last case was in 2014. I'm Julie Walker.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heat and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curation.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Disease. We know that the use of many supplements can, at the very least, prevent diseases. For example, berberine for diabetes. Well, that's an example of something where there's a lot of studies that suggest that berberine can not only prevent diabetes, but it can actually help to lower blood sugar, thus treating diabetes. Think fish oil for heart attacks, and there are many, many other instances of that. Fish oil, for example, there's approval for a drug claim, a disease claim on fish oil, but only for prescription fish oil, and the kind of fish oil you get in the health food store. No, you cannot say that it will prevent heart attacks. What you have to say is you have to kind of use weasel words. You have to say that this product supports heart health, or this product may support optimal blood pressure within normal limits. In other words, if your blood pressure is normal, it'll help to support it. But if you have high blood pressure, it's not going to help you lower your blood pressure, because high blood pressure treatment is a disease claim. And in 1997, there was kind of a carve-out. It was kind of a compromise solution where they divided supplements and drugs into two different regimens when it comes to regulation. As long as supplements didn't make any claims, they could be offered with what we call weasel words, these what are called structure function claims, which are carefully articulated not to tick off the FDA and trigger a regulatory action. And then there were the drugs, which were approved for diseases. And so we've been working hard at the Alliance for Natural Health to allow truthful communication about the health benefits of natural products. And last week, we filed a landmark legal petition to unlock 118 censored health claims. Okay? This is a First Amendment challenge, because you can say a lot of things. You can say a lot of really horrible things. You can burn flags, but that's part of freedom of speech and freedom of expression. But when it comes to talking about supplements, there's a restraint on your First Amendment rights to even share truthful scientific information, to say on a page where you're selling supplements that here are the studies that show that it works. And so our legal team, headed by eminent attorney Jonathan Emord, he's a guy who's been at work for a long time on these First Amendment issues. He's a constitutional law attorney, and he is notable for having crafted legislation that is the right to choose legislation for people with a terminal illness. They have no other options. They can have access to drugs on a fast-track basis that are not ready for full FDA approval. the right to choose legislation was approved by Congress during a previous administration. Also, he is the architect of a case which allowed claims for folic acid is a vitamin after all, but they allow a disease prevention claim for folic acid because it demonstrably prevents neural tube defects. And in fact, the approval of that claim has saved potentially thousands of lives and potentially altered the life course of many individuals who would have otherwise been born with terrible problems, cerebral palsy, spina bifida, birth defects that can be prevented by folic acid. In fact, all supplements now for prenatal purposes contain folic acid as a result. So the Alliance for Natural Health, my organization, has filed an unprecedented legal petition to the FDA seeking approval of, get this, 118 nutrient disease health claims. And the way this works is we caught the government in a contradiction. On the one hand, the government says you can't make those claims because they're not substantiated. But, oh, by the way, after careful research, we found that for 118 suppressed nutrients, there were indeed government scientific publications. And so this is now a case where there's full First Amendment protection. And Jonathan Emord argues that it cannot be reasonably suppressed because the government cannot, on the one hand, proclaim certain nutrient disease risk reductions as scientifically valid on their very own, in their very own publications and other websites, and on the other, deny those who sell those very nutrients the opportunity to make the very same statements on labels and in labeling. It took a lot of work. It's been a monumental effort, a heavy lift. And it is likely to be a win-win because the FDA is in a sticky position here. On the one hand, if they deny this claim, and in the past they would have just brushed these efforts aside, saying, hey, we're the FDA. We make the rules. You don't like them? Tough. We're empowered to make the rules. But recently, there was a Supreme Court decision. It's called the Loper-Bright decision. And it overturned what was previously called the Chevron document. We're getting in a little bit to the legal weeds here, but I'll explain. The Chevron doctrine allowed agencies deference in terms of making up rules as they go. So the agencies were empowered, you know, Congress appropriates the money, and then the agencies had a lot of discretion to make up their own administrative rules. But the Loper-Bright decision recently in the Supreme Court has said, no, agencies have to be accountable to the public and to Congress because they can't just make it up as they go along. And that creates a huge hole that we can drive a king-size eight-wheeler through to overturn some of these restrictions on our free speech. And we've got support from the supplement industry. Lauren Israelson, founder and president of the United Natural Products Alliance, said his organization supports ANH's new action. He says the UNPA is well familiar with ANH and has long and distinguished history of challenging FDA's regulations and policies that undermine public access and information about natural health products. He says this new petition is well-timed given the current political dynamics. At 30 years post-Duché, that's the law that set up the structure-function claims in 97, the age of structure-function claims is in need of modernization to keep pace with technology and the public's desire for more specific and government-recognized health claims for dietary supplements. The Council for Responsible Nutrition said it believes consumers are best served when they have access to as much truthful science-based information as the law permits to guide their health decisions. So the FDA is in a spot. If they deny this claim, as they have so often in the past, they have to be accountable to their higher-ups. Marty McCarry, who heads the FDA and who has expressed openness to the dietary supplement industry, And, of course, big supplement fan at the very top, RFK Jr. So if the FDA denies this claim, they may get their choker chain pulled by their bosses, Marty McCary and RFK Jr. Alternatively, if they allow these claims, it's revolutionary. Now we'll be able to, for 118 different products, it's just the beginning, because there are thousands of products out there, but these are the most well-documented. For 118 products, including all the vitamins, many minerals, omega-3 fatty acids, and botanicals such as ashwagandha, chamomile, cranberry, elderberry, garlic, ginger, turmeric, and many more, we'll be able to make legitimate claims for prevention, treatment of various diseases. So I'm very excited about this petition. We're going to have to see how the FDA reacts, but we'll keep you posted here on Intelligent Medicine. ANH-USA.org is the website to find out about this initiative, and we hope you support it. I'm a big supporter. We have many Intelligent Medicine listeners who support and contribute to the Alliance for Natural Health, and we hope that if you enjoy this program, you'll get on board as well. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
It's
set time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Back to school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Place is staggering.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
77% of Gen Z admitted to bringing a parent to a job interview, while 73% of parents help them complete their work assignments. Should this be a sure way to get fired?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Shelves of Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. A big question for a lot of people is, am I harboring a hidden cancer that needs to be detected? We can use PSAs and mammograms and colonoscopies and CT scans and various imaging scans to find out if a cancer is lurking. But it may be, there's a small chance that even if you're otherwise completely healthy, that you may be harboring a small cancer, and detecting it early might be a way towards an easy cure. And I've talked about this issue before. There are many outfits that are offering whole body MRIs. There's growing popularity in commercial centers where they tout the benefits of whole body MRIs. They're not eligible for insurance. You have to pay cash on the barrel head, which the radiology centers really like. And so here is a study that looks at, is it a good thing? I personally, if I were offered one for free, I wouldn't do it, because, well, you'll find out why when I share this article with you. Just published in August of 2025, whole-body MRI for cancer detection in asymptomatic individuals. In other words, you don't have stomach pain, you don't have difficulty swallowing, you don't have problems with urination, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is a systematic review and meta-analysis looking at 9,024 participants in 10 different studies. And what they found was that, indeed, a very small percentage, 1.57% of the people screened with MRI had cancer. But they conclude that although a whole body MRI shows potential as an opportunistic, non-invasive cancer detection tool, modest detection rates, frequent incidental findings — that's the problem. They'll find stuff and it turns out not to be cancer, and then they'll do a bunch of tests and, you know, stick a lot of needles in you and scopes, maybe scare you half to death. Lack of long-term outcome or cost-effectiveness data limit its current clinical utility. We'd have to spend a lot of money to find a lot of cancers, which could create a lot of false positives, and at the present time, not a good idea. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
This Independence Day, we honor and thank those who've served in our military. Many have made sacrifices to protect our country, including their health. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. ALS is a neurodegenerative disease that affects nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, causing patients to lose the ability to walk, speak, and swallow on their own. Veteran Elizabeth Fassler lives with ALS and is helping to raise awareness about this incurable disease.
I was honored to serve my country, and now I serve in a different way by sharing my story of living with ALS and spreading awareness among veterans. I think it's important for people with ALS to feel connected with others, and I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to become part of the Share Your Story community. To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio.
This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
Unlock the secret of the muscadine grape, nature's antioxidant powerhouse. It's the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes that supercharge its health benefits. It's packed with more antioxidants than blueberries, cranberries, acai, or pomegranates. And its unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanidins, and more. Backed by 15 years of scientific research, you can harness the power of the muscadine grape with Vinetastic, a revolutionary antioxidant beverage made with Le Bleu extra pure water and mighty muscadine extract. Did you know that over 136 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic? If you're one of them, Vinetastic was specifically designed to support your health needs. Each bottle promotes heart health, stronger immunity, improved brain function, better joint health, and balanced blood sugar levels. Visit Vinetastic.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's Vinetastic.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Harvard students Bradley Wagman and Victor Bokish is a wearable device that uses AI and self-robotics to help people with foot drop, a condition affecting millions of Americans, walk naturally again. Here's Bradley and Victor with more.
With SoulOne, we wanted to create something that feels as good to wear as it is effective. It's lightweight, sleek, fits in any shoe, and adapts in real time. It supports every step, helping people with foot drop walk confidently again.
We've taken inspiration from athletic gear because we believe assistive technology should be something you're proud to wear, not just something you must. That's why winning the James Dyson Award is so exciting. It's known globally for celebrating ideas that solve real problems in creative and practical ways. Now, as we head to the international competition with the global winners revealed November 5th, we hope SoulOne inspires other inventors to enter their ideas into the James Dyson Award.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Gen Z's behavior in the workplace is staggering.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
77% of Gen Z admitted to bringing a parent to a job interview, while 73% of parents helped them complete their work assignments. Should this be a sure way to get fired?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And a lot of people listen to this program live. A lot of people listen to this program on podcasts. And so to facilitate getting questions to us, we've set up a phone line where you can call and record a question. 877-726-8255 gets you there. And so let's hear one of those questions.
Good morning, Dr. Hoffman. I heard on an earlier show that you had a supplement that would help H. pylori. I did not get the name of it. Would you repeat it again? Thank you.
Okay, sure. So the supplement in question is something called mastic gum. But what are we talking about here? We're talking about H. pylori, which is a bacteria that inhabits the stomach and which is said to be responsible for about 90% of stomach cancer. And so a lot of people these days, a lot of physicians and some guidelines suggest that people be screened for H. pylori so that it can be eradicated with antibiotics. All right? This was originally discovered by Barry Marshall, an intrepid scientist who originally was literally booed when he was on stage propounding the theory that bacteria might cause ulcers. It used to be thought that, well, yes, aspirin, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, stress cause ulcers, but it was heresy to suggest that a bacteria could cause ulcers. But indeed, it turns out that a fair percentage of people with ulcers harbor H. pylori. And one of the strategies for curing ulcers is to get rid of the H. pylori, and it works. That along with acid blockers, and ultimately the ulcers don't come back. But it's another proposition to say, okay, you don't have stomach problems, you never had belly pain, you never had an endoscopy that showed irritation or craters in your gastric lining, but we can do a test where we can find out if you have H. pylori. You can actually do that via stool or other means. You can do it on an endoscopy, and you can find out if a person has H. pylori and then treat it with powerful antibiotics, usually a combination of antibiotics. But and so there's this vogue now. It's like, let's get tested for H. pylori. Let's treat it. How useful is it? And what are the downsides to screening people for H. pylori? So there's an article here. What would the screen and treat strategy for H. pylori mean in terms of antibiotic consumption? The introduction says several guidelines recommend the screen and treat strategy, i.e. active search for the presence of H. pylori infection and its eradication to prevent the possibility of gastric cancer. However, this would mean offering antibiotic treatment to the majority of the population in countries with the biggest burden of gastric cancer. By the way, gastric cancer more common in other countries than the United States. The presence of H. pylori in some countries is as high as 60 or 70%. What would it mean? Would 60 or 70% of the populace receive antibiotic treatment? Powerful antibiotics, usually in combination for a long period of time. In the United States, the incidence of H. pylori, maybe 20%, 30%, still very high. Millions and tens of millions of people would receive antibiotics. What they say here is, depending on the scenario, clarithromycin, which is a powerful erythromycin antibiotic, clarithromycin consumption would increase up to sixfold. Amoxicillin consumption would double if the recommendations of the current guidelines were applied. And it appears an increase in commonly used antibiotic consumption cannot be justified from the viewpoint of antibiotic stewardship policies. Now, antibiotic stewardship means let's not put a lot of antibiotics into people because we're going to mutate resistant bugs, number one. And number two, when we really try to use the antibiotics in life-saving circumstances, not just preventive circumstances, but if you really need the antibiotics, if you have pneumonia or if you have some severe skin infection, life-threatening systemic sepsis, those antibiotics won't work anymore for you because you will have developed antibiotic resistance. So suggestion is use something natural. Use mastic gum for a period of time. It comes in capsules. And it's really not such a big deal to have H. pylori. It turns out that antibiotic treatment of H. pylori will sometimes increase the risk of reflux. You know, stomach is a little lower than the esophagus. The presence of H. pylori seems to protect against esophagitis and reflux. So maybe nature intended for us to have a little H. pylori because harmful in the stomach, but helpful in the esophagus. That's my take. Thanks for your question. 877-726-8255. When we return, we're going to introduce an exciting new functional food that maybe you haven't yet heard of. This is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, so I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms. Mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join top CEOs and business leaders as they sit down with fellow CEOs on Executive Leaders Radio to share their insights, personal journey, and the real stories behind today's most impactful business leaders. So, Brian, you mentioned in the green room that you were always balancing relationships, being the middle of five and the organizer of the neighborhood. How does that play into what you're doing today?
I think so much of, first off, I would describe myself as a collaborative leader. I love getting everybody in the room. Like, there's so much more knowledge out there, and you want to make sure you hear all voices. And I just think that's really important to me, that, you know, you work with people to get things accomplished. The more I can encourage others to take on ownership and accountability, the more we can do as a collective team. And I think just that interaction, you know, whether it was with the family or with the friends, you know, that's still who I am today.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com.
Hello, I'm Jay Winnick. On 9/11, I lost my brave brother, Glenn, in the collapse of the World Trade Center. Glenn was a volunteer firefighter who died in the line of duty. Glenn's bravery inspired me to help start the nonprofit that's turned September 11th into a national day of service. For 9/11 this year, please join me by doing what Glenn would have done, taking time to help others. Please visit 911day.org to learn more.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with us to tell us about an exciting new functional food. Is a guy who knows a lot about phytochemicals in fruits and vegetables and their contribution to antioxidant activity, and his research is focused on these phytochemicals. He is Dr. Stephen Talcott, who is a professor of food chemistry, Department of Food Science and Technology. Boy, I wish I'd been a student of yours as an undergraduate, or, you know, would it be even better if it had been offered in medical school? Thanks for joining us, Stephen.
Absolutely, Dr. Hoffman. Appreciate you having me here to talk about muscadine grapes today.
Indeed. Yeah, so, and you have studied a lot of different things. You've studied, I think you're an expert on acai, and there was kind of an acai craze a while back, and some of these other things. But it's your opinion that muscadine grapes, there's something unique about muscadine grapes. Tell us about that.
There are. You know, I have, as a phytochemical researcher that, you know, studied plant-based compounds, there's not many fruits I haven't investigated in my laboratory, but yeah, there is something unique about muscadine. I mean, this grape grows in the harsh climate of the South and Southeastern United States. Our winters are warm. Our summers are brutal. It's humid. And this grape thrives in that environment. And so that condition and that plant trying to survive, it's putting lots and lots of nutrients and lots of protective factors into this grape. And so the chemistry and diversity of compounds we find in this grape is really kind of unparalleled in the plant world.
So, I mean, one might argue, okay, grapes are beneficial, but so are all fruits and vegetables. I mean, why not just buy some Welch's grape juice, or, you know, pick up a handful of grapes at the supermarket? Is there something unique about the phytochemical composition or certain critical compounds within muscadine grapes that makes it stand out?
Yeah, there's a couple of really key compounds that we focus on. One is resveratrol, which is a very well-known compound in the phytochemical world. A lot of great things about resveratrol, but muscadine grapes are also the only grape species that we know of on the entire planet that contains a compound called ellagic acid. And there are many forms of ellagic acid in muscadine grapes. And so it really makes it unique among grapes. And really, we really compare the muscadine grape more to other small berries like a raspberry, a blueberry, or a blackberry. It really has more in common with those healthy small fruits than it does other grapes.
So what are the potential impacts on human health? I mean, you've studied phytochemicals, and as a category, they seem to be associated with an enormous range of health benefits.
Yeah, I mean, probably the hallmark benefit of these grapes are their incredible anti-inflammatory properties. There's probably more research out there on their ability to fight inflammation, both short-term and long-term inflammation. There are many studies out there on cancer, and my great colleagues at Wake Forest University there in North Carolina, they are amazing scientists at working on the anti-cancer benefits and the benefits you get after cancer therapies. There's a lot of benefits of energy in this, what we call mitochondrial energy, where you can actually get more of an energetic effect, not like caffeine energy, but more of a cellular energy. And so those are just a couple of the great benefits that we get from long-term consumption of muscadine grapes.
I understand that phytochemicals also work within the microbiome to regulate and optimize the balance of bacteria that form an ideal microbiome.
Absolutely. Many polyphenols, including those we find in muscadine grapes, are what we call prebiotics. So these are basically compounds that are food for the bacteria in your gut, right, in your whole digestive system, both small intestine and large intestine. So, Dr. Hoffman, what I like to tell people to do is if you're going to try to change your diet, and I suggest muscadine is a really great way of doing this and adding this to your diet, either from food, from whole fruits, or from supplements, is to give it some time. I suggest to people to be patient. It takes time, and I'm suggesting a good 2 months of time where you're daily consuming the muscadine grape products and giving your bacteria in your gut time to adjust to that diet. So that repeated exposure is going to allow those bacteria to what we call adapt. So they're used to seeing the same nutrients every day, the same prebiotics. And I think if you give it a good 2 months time, you're going to see a marked health benefit to your body. You're going to feel that energy. You're going to feel a change in your body. But you have to give those bacteria time to utilize the substrate, which is those polyphenols that we find in muscadine grapes.
And there are a couple of ways to access it, and I've been sampling your products. There's Vinetastic, which is an antioxidant beverage that is made with ultra-pure water plus Mighty Muscadine extract, and it's virtually free of sugar. It has a sweet taste. It's really delicious, and kids love it. And so that's Vinetastic. And then there's also, if you prefer pills and capsules, or you could actually do it both ways, there's the Mighty Muscadine supplement.
Right. So if you look at how the capsule, the supplement is formulated, the muscadine grape has exceptionally thick skins and seeds. Okay, exceptionally thick skins that are surrounding the seeds. And those skins contain most of the polyphenols found in the muscadine. So it's those skins and the seeds that are left over that are dried and ground up and put into a capsule form, so you're getting it in that direct form. Or you can take it in a liquid form. So it's extracted with ultra-pure water, just nothing but water. And then we can take that extract, that liquid extract, and we're formulating that into a water product that's called Vinetastic. And so Vinetastic is made, again, with the same ultra-pure water. And you're basically getting the same benefit of either drinking a bottle of the water or taking the capsules, because we're getting all the benefits, all those water-soluble polyphenols into the Vinetastic product. And I formulated it so it's sugar-free, there's no calories, it's all natural colors and flavors. Yeah, it's a delicious product. It's something you can drink every day, multiple times a day. Your children can drink it, you can drink it, your parents can drink it. It's just an easy product. It helps with healthy hydration, and it's just delicious as well.
You know, previously I've been a big fan of grape seed extract and grape skin extracts, which are offered, you know, because frankly, the wine industry has a lot of extra seeds, and so they had, you know, look, we used to throw this stuff out or offer it as animal feed, but it turns out to have health benefits, so they make it into supplements. And then there's pycnogenol. Are the benefits of muscadine grape supplements and beverages comparable to pycnogenol and or grape seed extract?
Absolutely. And what we see also with muscadine grape seed extract, I mean, the compounds that are found in those seeds, those bitter compounds, we call those procyanidins. Okay, it's a big fancy term for just these large kind of bitter compounds. When you get it in your tongue, they're astringent. you know, historically those are used to tan leather, animal hides for leather. But what we see with muscadine grape seeds is that the compounds, those procyanidins, tend to be smaller in size. And that's really important in the phytochemical world because the smaller those compounds are, the more likely your bacteria in your gut can break those compounds down and you can absorb those antioxidants. You can absorb the metabolites that your gut microbiome are producing. So that's probably the major difference we see when you compare muscadine to other grape seeds, when you compare it to cocoa, polyphenols, the same procyanidins, or things like pycnogenol. So it's just an easier compound for your body to absorb and for the bacteria in your digestive system to break down and then subsequently absorb those compounds into your bloodstream.
And you can find out more information at mightymuscadine.com. And we have a special offer for our Intelligent Medicine listeners. If you want the Mighty Muscadine supplement, visit mightymuscadine.com. It's spelled phonetically, M-U-S-C-A-D-I-N-E, mightymuscadine.com. And use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide at mightymuscadine.com. If you want the Vinetastic, that's the beverage, simply visit vinetastic.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's vinetastic.com. So this is actually something that is well-researched because some of the things that are offered in the supplement field, as you know, they're sort of based on folkloric information, like this was used by the natives of Tahiti, and they have, you know, great teeth and beautiful skin and brilliant shiny hair, and therefore it's got to be great. But it really hasn't been subject to scientific evaluation such as you performed and some of your colleagues, right?
I mean, that's right. I mean, the muscadine grape is studied, especially in universities all throughout the South and Southeast, Texas A&M. We have a study literally starting next week on muscadine grape. University of Georgia, University of Florida, University of Arkansas, North Carolina, North Carolina State, Wake Forest University. All these universities are studying muscadine grapes. In fact, the Mighty Muscadine products, they've probably got over 15 years of research and have spent over $21 million to support research on the muscadine grape. So the data coming out is amazing. There's new data coming out, you know, every month, every year. It's all really showing wonderful health benefits. And this idea of, again, continuous consumption. You can't just walk in and eat one muscadine grape and think you're going to get better. You need to, again, continuously consume the product and try the range. Try products that you like. I mean, again, some people don't really like the capsules, but the water, the Vinetastic water, is very easy to drink. If you're going to drink water anyway, you may as well drink healthy water. So lots of options for you to try out there for the muscadine product.
Yeah, and very kid-friendly, too, because, I've given some bottles of the Vinetastic to kids in our family, and they avidly drink the stuff. And it doesn't taste like Welch's grape juice. It actually has kind of a fruity flavor, a little reminiscent of grapes. But it's not going to remind you of what you give the kids for Passover Seder in lieu of wine, right?
No, it's not. No, I mean, we formulated a couple of simple flavors. One's more berry flavored and one is more of a pineapple mango flavor. So you're getting the benefits of the grape, and even if you don't like muscadine grape, you're going to like Vinetastic because those are kind of some universal flavors. They're all natural, and like I say, kids love them. I know my children love them. And so the whole family really loves them. So it's easy to drink, and you can drink those multiple times a day. They're 10-ounce bottles, so you can put it in your bag or your purse and take it with you. It's not too heavy, and you can enjoy Vinetastic throughout the day.
Yeah, indeed. I've made it part of my regimen, and I really appreciate the research that's gone into it. Once again, Mighty Muscadine, you can obtain via mightymuscadine.com. Use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's mightymuscadine.com. And then for Vinetastic, you simply go to vinetastic.com. That's the beverage. And use coupon code Hoffman for, again, 15% off site-wide. That's vinetastic.com. We got about 30 seconds, Dr. Talcott. Anything to add?
Well, I would just say you're right. You can go explore for a natural fruit. You can explore all over the world. But this is probably the most healthy grape that you've never heard of, depending on where you live. So, you don't need to go off to the wilds of Africa or Brazil to find some exotic fruit. We have it growing right here in the United States, in the southeastern U.S. and Vitastic and Mighty Muscadine is a great source for that.
All right, the website, mightymuscadine.com. Thank you very much, Dr. Stephen Talcott. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Telligent Medicine. You heard us talk about the powerful immune, supportive, and anti-aging benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat here on Intelligent Medicine. Himalayan tartary buckwheat is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. Now, Dr. Jeffrey Bland is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan tartary buckwheat called HTB Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. HTB Rejuvenate harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced, with a stronger immune system ready to take on whatever comes your way. HTB Rejuvenate is designed to help fight oxidative stress and promote mental clarity. It's like a daily reset for your well-being. HTB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and great-tasting chocolate chews. To learn more and to order HTB Rejuvenate, just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for HTB Rejuvenate.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Gen Z's behavior in the workplace is staggering.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
77% of Gen Z admitted to bringing a parent to a job interview, while 73% of parents help them complete their work assignments. Should this be a sure way to get fired?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. All eyes will be on the Federal Reserve this week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Fed will hold a two-day meeting starting on Tuesday, followed by an interest rate announcement on Wednesday. Many economists anticipate a rate cut, but the central bank faces challenges from presidential pressure to the latest economic reports. Inflation rose last month as August posted its biggest consumer price increase since January, and the job market has weakened with a sharp decline in hiring. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is calling on all NATO countries to stop purchasing Russian oil. Here's correspondent Donna Warder with more on that story.
President Donald Trump says on his social media site that he believes the Russian-Ukraine war would end if all NATO countries stopped buying oil from Russia and placed tariffs on China of 50% to 100% for its purchases of Russian petroleum. Trump says that NATO's commitment to winning the war, quote, has been far less than 100%, end quote, and that the purchase of Russian oil by some members of the alliance is shocking. NATO member Turkey has been the third largest buyer of Russian oil since 2023, according to the Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air. Hungary and Slovakia also buy oil from Russia. I'm Donna Water.
In Utah, Governor Spencer Cox says investigators not yet ready to discuss a possible motive in the murder of Charlie Kirk, but the 22-year-old who was arrested did lean toward the left. Cox says the information comes from interviews with suspect Tyler Robinson's family and friends. The governor also says that Robinson himself has not been cooperative. Cox confirmed reports Robinson was in a relationship with a roommate, but stressed the roommate did not know about the attack. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that, you can't go there, you can't play your favorite sport, you better sit this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms. One where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain, and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
Make America Healthy initiative may be facing opposition.
It's their apparatus to exert power and to silence people and to cloak themselves in the science, the settled science, which, by the way, as a concept is a total joke. The idea is, of course, the scientific method is to always be questioning assumptions. And that's what we're doing right now because we've been lied to for so long.
Senator Schmidt is standing up for Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy, Jr.
Forgive me if I don't question the science that these radical leftists who've used these institutions to exert their will on the American people. So I'm glad RFK's in there shaking things up. This is what the American people voted for. I think this MAHA movement in particular resonates with a lot of people who feel like they just want information. Give us the information. Yes. Let us make our own decisions.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It is a topic that continues to stir emotions far and wide. A new poll takes a look at America's views on poverty and homelessness. We have more on the story now from correspondent Jennifer King, and look at the latest study.
A majority of U.S. adults, about 6 in 10, think individual choices are a major driver of why people remain in poverty. About 43% favor the removal of homeless encampments in U.S. cities versus about 25% who are opposed. That's according to a new poll from the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy and the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Fewer than half of Americans polled say unfair systems are a major factor contributing to poverty. 80% say that homelessness has increased, and they are right. According to federal data, homelessness went up by 18% last year. Just over half of those polled think the government spends too little on those in need. I'm Jennifer King.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with a literary detective played by a booming-voiced radio actor. And then later we debut our latest five-part Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar storyline. Before Bob Bailey, here's another instantly recognizable voice. It belongs to Jackson Beck. And this episode, The Racket Murder Case, is from July 19, 1949.
Yes, Ellen, what is it?
Mr. Vance, will you pick up the phone in your private office, please? There's a call for you.
Thank you, Ellen. And if it's all the same to you, please finish that little rhythm pattern you played on the buzzer just now. It's like waiting for someone to drop the other shoe.
That's what I wanted. Adds a little novelty to the pure office routine.
Miss Deering, are you happy in your work?
That's all. Won't happen again, Vance. Oh, by the way, it's Mr. Markham on the phone.
Good.
The district attorney didn't sound excited, though. Guarantee it's not a murder case.
I guarantee we've been keeping him waiting. I'll talk to you later, Ellen.
Check.
Oh, that girl. Hello, Markham.
Hi, Vance.
Sorry to have kept you waiting. Miss Deering was playing games with the buzzer.
How did she make out?
She had the last buzz. What's going on, Markham?
Nothing of any importance. We're shutting down early today. Criminals have been kind, and so business is pretty bad down here. I'd like to meet you. Can you make it?
I'll check over my schedule and see. It might not be a bad idea. Hold the phone, will you, Markham? It's Miss Deering again.
I'll wait.
Yes?
I'll ignore the fact that you didn't say thanks for my giving in to your whim about the buzz. Because you have a visitor out here, Vance. The same girl you spoke to in your office yesterday and the day before.
Betty Crane?
Mm-hmm, that's right. Only this time she brought company. Nice-looking fellow. Wants to see you.
Have her come in.
You said it.
Oh, Markham, about meeting you.
Yes, Vance.
I'll call you back. Business is beckoning.
Right, Vance. I'll be talking to you. Bye.
Bye.
Mr. Vance?
Oh, please come in.
Thank you, Mr. Vance. This is Jack Davis.
How do you do?
Hello.
Well, how are you today, Miss Crane?
Crane? Jack, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Even he calls me Crane.
Hey, what is this?
I might ask the same question. You are Miss Betty Crane.
Even Philo Vance calls me Betty Crane. Jack, I can't stand this any longer.
Well,
Listen, Vance, I came up to talk to you because I needed help. But not from you. Not if you call me Betty Crane. I'm not Betty Crane. I never heard of her. But you're the third person today who has called me Betty Crane. Jack, we're getting out of here. The boss shouldn't have sent me to see Vance. If anybody else calls me Betty Crane, I'll hop out of my skin.
Oh, take it easy, Janie. Take it easy. Come on in. Let's report to the big man.
Hi.
Hello, boss. Go on in, Janie.
Right.
Well, you too. Get the Vance all right?
Boss, something's awful funny. Vance pretended he knew me and called me Betty Crane.
Yeah, that's right, boss. I was there.
It's the third time today somebody's called me that name. I don't know what's going on.
Neither do I. Tell you one thing it means, though. It means we operate without Vance.
Maybe that's just as good. I never wanted him in on our racket in the first place.
We're not doing things the way you want, Jack. Vance would have been a great guy on our side if the district attorney found out what we're doing. That's why I sent Janie to see him. Vance and Markham are buddies. If we could have gotten Vance in with us, of course he'd never know what we really were doing. We'd be safe from the DA forever.
Well, it's out, and that's that.
Well, never mind that's that. From here in,
what's what? We proceed according to plan. Tomorrow, you and I go to see our first three prospects and close the deals we've started. Everything entirely reasonable, if you understand. But, Jack.
Yeah, boss.
Better bring your gun along, in case our friends don't listen to reason.
$2.40 out of $3. See ya, miss.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. What can I... Oh, it's you two, huh?
Yeah, Mr. Blake recognizes us, you see, Jack?
You're right, boss.
That's because we got charm. Is that right, Mr. Blake?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Had a chance to think over what we spoke to you about, Mr. Blake?
Well, I,
Good, good. That's fine. I'm glad to hear you're going to be with us. Kind of like to have this drugstore as one of our outlets. Now, do what you're told, Mr. Blake. Keep your mouth shut, and you'll be healthy, wealthy, and wise to the fact that there's more than one way to make a buck. We'll be seeing you tomorrow night, Mr. Blake.
It is the man we want over in the back of the store, right, boss?
Right, Jack.
I have a banana sundae.
He sees us, too. Tony isn't making any effort to duck. That's a good sign.
Hey, you know, boss, maybe we do have a little charm at that. Hello, Mr. Barney.
Oh, hello, gentlemen. I've thought over what you wanted me to do. How much of a percentage do I get?
10% of the profits. It'll pay your rent, Mr. Barney. Easy. Same as slot machines, only nobody can see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Glad you'll be with us. Start doing business first thing in the morning, but only with customers you trust. Got that?
Yes, yes, I understand.
Good. Well, so long, Mr. Bonney. Glad you're with us. And you're going to be glad, too.
Am I? I wonder.
Well, last stop for today, this men's shop. Right, boss?
That's right, Jack. Ah, I see our friend, the proprietor, behind the counter. And nobody else in the shop. Come on in.
Hello, Mr. Cummings.
Oh, it's you two again.
Well, charm isn't working so good here, Jack.
Now, look, both of you. When you came into my store yesterday, I told you I didn't want anything to do with your idea.
That's right, you did. But the boss here was very nice to you. He decided to give you a day to think it over. That's why we're here. Right, boss?
That's right, Jack. We want to give a man a chance to correct the mistake. Now, Mr. Cummings, please be smart. You take no risk. All you do is collect. What could be sweeter than that?
It's dishonest, and I won't do it. What's more, I'm going to the district attorney first thing in the morning and tell him what you two are up to.
Well, now, I wouldn't do that if I was him. Right, boss?
No, I wouldn't, Jack. Well, Mr. Cummings, I wish you'd change your mind about going to the DA.
Yes, I bet you wish I would, but I'm not changing it. I'll never change my mind about that.
Jack?
Right.
Oh.
I sure changed his mind. Right, boss?
Ellen.
Oh, Vance. Oh, you scared me. I didn't hear you sneaking up on me.
I didn't sneak up. Your typewriter was so loud, you just didn't hear me.
Well, next week, you better get a silent typewriter.
Or a silent secretary. Ellen, did that Miss Crane call this morning?
No, she didn't, Vance. Don't you think it's about time you cleared up that mystery? Why did she deny that she was Betty Crane or that she'd been here twice this week when she walked in here yesterday?
I don't know.
There could be two people who look exactly like, you know, Vance. I once saw that in the movie, and nobody
Ellen.
Could tell... Okay, but I saw it. What's your explanation of the girl?
I don't have any. You see, Ellen, I don't make any explanations. Things explain themselves to me. They either fall into a pattern or they don't.
No pattern?
None that has a reasonable shape, Ellen. Now, suppose
Oh, Vance, glad you're here.
Well.
Oh, hi.
Hello, Markham. You look excited. What's happened?
Somebody murdered a man named Joe Cummings in his haberdashery shop an hour ago. We need help on this one, Vance.
Well, glad to hear it. What's the story, Markham?
So far as we know, Cummings had no enemies. His shop was just a neighborhood store. Robbery wasn't the motive, and there is no indication of who shot him or why.
Leave it to Vance. He'll find a button from the murderer's coat in the dead man's hand, or a mysterious letter that was only partly finished, or something.
Not this time he won't. There's absolutely no indication of who it was that killed Cummings. None at all.
Well, then there's no point in my going to the scene of the crime, is there?
None whatsoever. Vance, I've come to you with a lot of involved cases, and you've succeeded in simplifying them. This one is simplicity itself. A man was killed. Somebody walked into his store, shot him, and walked out again. Now, how do you find a killer in a situation like this?
You look for him, Markham. Apparently, he made no mistake committing the crime. But he either made one before, or he will make one now. Killers always make mistakes, Markham. Their first mistake being the fact that they think they can kill and get away with it.
All right, Jack. Let's see the list of people we got to call on tomorrow.
All right, boss. Here you are.
Six spots, huh?
Yeah.
Not bad for a starter. And there'll be more when they find out what happened when that Cummings guy wouldn't play ball.
Right, boss.
Are you going to need me tonight, boss?
You, Janie?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. That business of Vance thinking he recognized you has got me thinking, Janie. I just hope I'm not thinking correctly. See, you're all good.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
Supposing you had been to Vance's office before. That would make you a nice double-crossing dame, wouldn't it?
Why, you don't think I'd do that. And if I did, would I go back there again with Jack so Vance could make that crack?
Oh, I haven't figured out that angle yet. Jack, give me a gun.
No, Jack, don't!
Boss, you're not going to kill Jane.
Give me a gun, Jack.
All right, boss. Yeah. But I wish you wouldn't...
Kill Janie?
Yeah.
I'm not going to. Yet. But your gun killed that storekeeper Cummings, Jack. I don't want you walking around with it in your pocket.
Oh.
Okay, boss. Thanks for looking out for me.
Oh, I look out for everybody who works for me, Jack. I take care of them all. One way or another.
Vance, what are you dragging me all over town for? This is the 10th shop we've been in, and we found out nothing.
There's a little piece of information I'm holding out on you, Markham. I think I know why Mr. Cummings was killed.
Now, Vance, don't make me go through one of those that's impossible routines. But how could you know?
I can't tell you yet. Ah, there's the man we want to see, Mr. Barney. He owns this soda store. Come with me.
Of course, Vance. Only, why are we seeing him?
You'll find out in a moment. Oh, Mr. Barney.
Yes, gentlemen. What can I do for you?
Mr. Barney, my name is Vance, Philo Vance. This is Mr. Markham.
How do you do?
We believe that you've been asked to take part in a racket that is using small storekeepers.
Well, how could you know that? I haven't even started yet. I've done nothing wrong.
This is it, Vance. Mr. Barney, who wanted you to take part in the racket? Who's behind it?
I don't know. I don't know their names. Two men. But I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do what they asked me to.
What was that?
Well, I can't tell you. I don't dare tell you. They'll kill me.
They won't kill you, Mr. Barney, providing you tell us as much as you know so we can find them.
No, no, now go away. Get out, go away from here. Leave me alone and don't ask me questions. Don't. They'll kill me if I talk.
Who'll kill you?
I won't answer you, I won't. I don't want to die the way Cummings did. I don't want to be murdered. Now go away, no matter who you are, go away and leave me alone. I won't say another word. You'll never find out anything else from me. Now go away. And if you won't go away, I will.
Well,
Markham, we've made some progress.
Have we? I don't see it. Outside of the fact that there is some racket going on that utilizes small storekeepers, I don't think we've found out a thing. We're not even close to the men who killed Cummings.
I wouldn't say that exactly, my friend. I'm sure I know who murdered Mr. Cummings. Now all that remains for me to do is prove what I already know.
You're listening to Philo Vance on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lauch Landscape Supply, and it's time for our annual fall sale. That's right, it's our 6th anniversary, and we want to celebrate by saving you big bucks September 19th through the 28th on products like Dimension Pre-Emergent to stop the weeds before they start. Pick up a 50-pound bag for only $39.99. Or low mulch mix to prepare for the new lawn is only $36 a yard. Popular fir walk-on bark marked down to only $33 a yard. Even road base for the potholes will start at only $36 a yard. Need landscape weed fabric with so many sizes available? You'll be able to buy it with our deepest discounts yet. Just need to maintain the yard? Pick up a bag of our Gold Rush Winterizer Fertilizer for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Come check out our store full of tools, pawn products, garden hoses, hardware, and so much more to stock up on while it's all on sale at Lauch Landscape Supply. Check us out on the web at lauchlandscape.com. Call us at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauch Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
And now back to the second act of Philo Vance on When Radio Was.
This is District Attorney Markham. The racket murder case opened with the finding of the body of George Cummings, owner of a small men's shop. In searching for a reason for his death, Philo Vance and I found another shopkeeper who admitted he was about to do something illegitimate for two individuals, but refused either to name them or the racket. Vance is certain he knows who killed Cummings, but admits he has no proof. And to this moment, we don't know what illegitimate activity the killers were promoting. It may be going on right now in any part of the city.
Anything else, Mr. Ogden?
Yes, Mr. Blake. Here's a slip of paper with the bets I want to make
today. Shh, please, Mr. Ogden. I'll take that paper. I'm keeping all of the slips together in this drawer here.
I see. Yeah. Now, suppose I win. When do I get paid off?
Tomorrow at this time.
Good enough. See you then, Mr. Blake. So long.
Goodbye.
Well, I think business is pretty good, Mr. Blake. Aren't you glad I let you in on this gimmick of mine?
Yeah, I guess so. I got a drawer full of slips that people give me with their money. You want to take them?
Sure do. Tonight I'll figure out who wins dough and I'll bring you that money tomorrow. 10% of my take goes to you, and no trouble to anybody.
That's the way it seems. Look, I don't want to tell you your business, and I know it isn't healthy to ask too many questions, but what's the idea of using us storekeepers to take bets?
Lots of reasons. One of them is it puts me in the clear. Another one is the suckers know you, and it's easy for them to bet. They don't have to go to look for a bookmaker.
Mm-hmm.
Third reason is I got a dozen guys working for me. A dozen honest guys. You guys. So long. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, so long. Hey, Joe.
Yeah?
Take over for me, will you? I'm going in the back. I won't be more in a few minutes, Joe.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Blake?
Well, did you get a look at him, Mr. Vance? I did just what you told me.
You did fine. Yes, I know now whom I'm up against. He has a very cute little racket, hasn't he?
He sure has.
Well, Mike, he has the racket. But it's time for me to make a little noise.
Boss. Boss.
Take it easy, Janie. What's up?
Plenty.
Well, whatever it is can wait. I'm figuring up our take for today. Not bad, either.
Listen to me, boss. I'm not playing games. We're in trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Boss, when you went in to see Mr. Blake, the storekeeper, today, you made me wait in the store until after you'd gone.
Oh, I was just covering for myself in case Blake got gay.
He got gay, all right. He walked right in the back room of the store. Was in there for a minute, and then Philo Vance walked out. I had to duck or I would have been spotted. Boss, Mr. Blake's double-crossing you.
Oh? Janie, I'm a little surprised that you're telling me that. You just changed my mind about you. It's a good thing you did.
I don't care what you did about me. But what are you going to do about Mr. Blake?
Don't rush me, Janie. You know, I thought you were crossing me with Vance, and that's why I recognized you when you walked into his office the other day. Jack was with you, so you thought fast and scrammed.
What would I have been doing with Vance before that?
I don't know. Maybe telling him what was on my mind.
I never knew what was on your mind. I didn't know about this racket until today.
Okay, Janie, I'm happy. Now, go get hold of Jack and tell him I want to see him here in my office.
Right. I think I know where I can find
him. Make sure you get him. I'm going to give him back his gun. He and I are going to make sure that Mr. Blake sleeps tonight for a long, long time.
Hello, Vance speaking.
Vance, this is Ellen.
Yes?
Did I disturb you?
All thoughts of you are disturbing, Ellen. Only I wasn't thinking of you.
That's the difference between you and me. Me always, you never. Oh, but I don't mind. I can afford to. I still work for you.
Not at 8 o'clock at night, you don't. What's this call for?
Well, I'm still at the office, Vance, typing up the notes on the 1 cent murder case, and I'm glad I stayed.
So I'm beginning to gather from the enthusiasm in your voice. Would you care to tell me what's making you so happy?
Sure, I'll tell you. I have a phone number for you to call, and I guarantee you it's going to make you happy, too.
Hey, boss, I understand where we're going and that I gotta knock off that shopkeeper named Blake, but I don't see what good that's gonna do us.
It's not gonna do him any good either, Jack. I can't let him tip off Vance and the cops as to when I'm due there to pay off on the betting slips he took. And I can't let him pick me out of a police lineup later, can I?
No, that's right, you can't, boss.
And I can't let him set a bad example for our other clients either. All right, now that that's settled, let's relax in 10 minutes.
Hey, boss. There's a motorcycle cop on a trail. What do I do?
Speed up. Shake him off.
Okay.
No, wait. Just speed up a little. I gotta figure something.
Right. Who tipped him off to us, boss? And why don't I let him have it?
Get your gun out and keep it handy.
Yeah.
I think your friend Janie crossed us, and if she did, I want to get that cop, and then we get her.
He's coming nearer and nearer. I got a hot gun on me, boss. I'm gonna step on it.
Okay. Maybe we better make a break. How much can you get out of this bus?
70, 75 maybe. We're crowding 70 now, don't
we? It's not enough. That guy's right alongside of us.
Get over there!
Stop, only keep that gun handy.
Okay. One wrong word and he gets me. Hey, here he comes, pulling off his gloves. He can reach his gun awful fast, boss.
So can you, faster. Now shut up.
Well, you two are the guys, all right.
What guys?
Don't play dumb, mister. You two are in a mess.
Boss.
Wait. What's wrong, officer?
What's wrong? I spotted you two characters miles back there. What is it? You gone to a fire? Your wife having a baby or the speedometer broke?
We were speeding. Is that all?
Not all. You were going 70.
Oh. Were we, officer? Well, you know, we didn't realize it. What happens now?
Nothing much. Just a ticket. Let's have your license.
Huh. Yeah. There you are.
Okay. And hey, you two. Got down on speeding. Somebody could get killed that way, you know.
Officer, you're not kidding.
No. Just tell him his boss, Mr. Blake, called. Yeah. That's right. Tell him I'm going to sleep late tomorrow morning and for him to open up the store. Uh-huh. Okay, thanks and good night.
Oh, now forever it snooze.
Now for a towel, then to bed.
What?
Hey, what are you doing here?
Late, Blake? Oh, I just came up to keep my friend Jack here company.
Right, boss.
I don't really want to see you, Blake, but he does. And I couldn't let him come out so late at night all alone, could I?
No, wait just a minute. I don't know what's on your mind, but it's not true. I've been on the level with everything you told me to do. I did everything you said. Tell Jack to put down his gun.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Blake. You and your friend Philo Vance had a little conference after I left you this afternoon. That wasn't very nice.
Philo Vance? I don't know anybody named Philo Vance.
Huh. Bad liar, isn't he, Jack?
Right, boss.
Blake, I trusted you, and you've made me very unhappy. I'm the kind of person who can't bear to be unhappy, alone. So, I've got to make you unhappy. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Now, look, you've got to believe me. Maybe Vance wasn't back in my store, but I didn't tell him anything. I didn't tell him a thing.
You believe that, boss?
No.
Me neither. Okay, Blake, this is it.
No,
wait a minute, Jack. Now, Blake, go on over to that table and write a note saying you killed Joe Cummings.
Wait a minute.
Don't say why, and don't try to slip anything into the note that would bring the cops down on me. Go ahead, do like I told you.
Gee, thanks, boss. That takes me right off the spot, don't it?
Practically, Jack. Well, Blake, you gonna do it, or would you like to die real slow, the hard way?
I won't write anything.
Oh, my, that's too bad. All right, Jack. It's all yours. But, Jack, use a silencer this time. Let's not wake up the neighbors.
Right, boy.
Now, Marcus, here we... now. You're right, Jack. I'll handle the big boss.
Hey, what is...
Another shot, my friend. What's going on? How are you doing, Martin? Haven't had so much fun in months. Good. Only my fun's almost over. Here it goes. No.
Oh. My turn with this lug, Vance.
Hey, boss,
Well, Markham, that was a pretty good night's work, don't you think?
It needs a lot of explaining how you knew all about this and everything else.
Glad to tell you, my friend, after I see what's happened to Blake.
Maybe he was hit by the bullet that Jack fired.
I'm finding out right now. No, Markham, he wasn't hit. He just simply passed out. Ellen! That's better. Yes, Ellen, what is it?
There's that Miss Crane out here to see you, Vance.
Ask her to come in, please.
I could bring her in, no trouble at all.
All right, Ellen, if it'll make you happy, come in with her.
Right. Go right in, Miss Crane.
Oh, hello, Miss Crane. Sit down. Glad you dropped in.
Thank you. I imagined you wanted to talk to me.
Yes, I did. Sit down, Ellen.
Must be after 6 o'clock.
It is. Miss Crane, I want to thank you for your help in clearing up this case of ours.
Well, no trouble, Mr. Vance. I was glad to help.
Just where did you fit into it, Miss Crane? That's what I don't understand.
Well, I thought I was in love with Jack, Miss Deering. I was willing to do anything he told me to until I found out what he and the boss were planning. Then I came to Mr. Vance to ask for advice.
That was before you came into the office with your friend Jack and I made the mistake of calling you by name.
Yes.
You thought fast and pretended to get hysterical so that Jack wouldn't know you'd been to see me before.
Oh. There's something else I don't understand, Vance. How was it that you and Markham got to Mr. Blake's house in time to prevent the boss and Jack from killing him?
I called Miss Crane and she told me she'd suggested that the boss and Jack silence Mr. Blake. It was her number you gave me on the phone, Ellen. Miss Crane believed they'd used the same gun that killed Cummings, which we now know they did. I called her, I called Markham, and we were in Mr. Blake's bedroom in time to prevent the murder.
I had to tell the boss and Jack that Mr. Blake was in touch with you, Vance. It put me in solid and enabled me to know exactly what their next move was.
No doubt about that. Well, I'm sorry your romance with Jack turned out so badly, Miss Crane.
Well, I'm glad I found out what he was before it was too late. It's ended all right.
And in case anybody cares, so is the racket murder case.
Jackson Beck as Philo Vance in a racket murder case from July 19, 1949. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on When Radio Was, we begin another five-part Johnny Dollar storyline. It originally played out over 5 weeknights in May of 1956, is known as the Tears of Night Matter, and begins right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits, a fantastic 3-CD collection of 75 of the most popular instrumental songs by legendary musicians. Enjoy songs like Walk, Don't Run by The Ventures, Sail Along Silvery Moon by the Billy Vaughan Orchestra, So Rare by Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, Red River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Buy this 75-song compilation now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewinds.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and you'll also receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77. Return to Paradise with Percy Faith and Honky Tonk by Bill Doggett by ordering A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77 to get reduced shipping and handling. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of 75 timeless instrumental hits can be yours for the amazing low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Receive your special bonus of reduced shipping and handling by entering or mentioning coupon code SUMMER77.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Millions of homeowners rely on a Ring video doorbell or other cameras, and the company has just announced a new Gen AI feature called Video Descriptions. Essentially, you can read text descriptions of the motion activity your Ring doorbells and cameras see, giving you real-time notifications on your phone about what triggered a motion alert. This way, you can quickly assess urgent activity, like a prowler, from everyday scenes, like someone in your family walking the dog or a courier dropping off a package. This gives you added peace of mind because these descriptions replace vague motion notifications that leave you wondering what's happening and if you should stop what you're doing to check. Video descriptions work with all existing Ring doorbells and cameras and will start rolling out to Ring Home Premium subscribers in the US and Canada, English only, this month. More is at ring.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where this time each week we present an installment from the five-part version of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. It's time to begin a new one. This same script had been used back in 1949 for an episode of The Adventures of Sam Spade. But instead of Howard Duff of Spade solving the Tears of Night caper, it's Bob Bailey as Dollar looking into the Tears of Night matter. It originally played in May of 1956, and this is part one.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
This is Hillary Fuchs, CPA. You left word for me to call Mr. Dollar. I don't seem to recall the name.
I'm with Universal Adjusters. They asked me to look into this Wendover claim.
Universal Insurance Adjusters?
That's right, insurance. I understand you filed the claim in Mrs. Wendover's name.
Mrs. Wendover hired me to handle her affairs a few days ago. Who do you want to talk to, me or Mrs. Wendover?
Anybody who can make me understand why Mrs. Wendover let a $50,000 policy lie around for 2 years before she filed a claim.
I'll try. I don't know whether I can convince you or not, but I'll try.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Universal Adjustment Bureau, 518 Spear Boulevard, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Tears of Night matter. Expense account item one, $92.50, airfare and incidentals, Hartford to Miami Beach, Florida. My plane got in at 11 p.m., so I went to a hotel and got some sleep. I put in a call to Hillary Fuchs, certified public accountant, as soon as I woke up. Then I had some breakfast and took a cab out to his office. It was a pleasant four-mile trip along a beautiful white-sanded oceanfront, and it cost me, item two, $3 even.
Come on in here, Dollar. The air conditioner's working here.
Hillary Fuchs was a big man in his late 40s. He was semi-bald, had a good sunburn, and smelled faintly of Scotch whiskey. The office he led me into was cool and dark and elegantly furnished in bamboo knickknacks. The desk was cluttered with a stack of financial statements and legal papers.
This is quite a thing, I guess, Dollar. By the way, I didn't find any Universal Insurance Adjusters in the phone book.
We're located in Hartford, Connecticut.
Hartford? You're a long way from home, Dollar. They sent you all the way to Miami Beach about this?
Yep.
Seems like a pretty expensive way to handle it.
Pretty expensive claim, $50,000.
Would it do any good to tell you it's legitimate?
Sure, but I'm hired to check it out just the same.
In other words, you don't believe me.
Well, look at it our way, Mr. Fuchs. The claim came into the office day before yesterday, and we have 72 hours to act on it.
Okay. What can I do?
First off, tell me your connection with Mrs. Wendover.
She hired me to put her business affairs in order about 10 days ago, first time I ever saw her. She said the Treasury Department had advised her to get some expert help, They were on her about back taxes, and that's it.
Oh, I see. Tell me about Noah Wendover's death.
He died 2 years ago, last April 14th. By the way, it's just coming to me. Did you people... I mean, did the insurance company know anything about him being dead until that claim came in?
No.
No wonder they sent you all the way from Hartford. Well, Wendover and his wife took a party of eight out on their boat for a 10-day cruise. Wendover had an attack of appendicitis at sea. There wasn't a doctor aboard. The appendix burst, and he died before they could make the nearest port.
Mm-hmm. Let me get back to the original question. Why all this time before Mrs. Wendover filed claim for benefits?
Well, you really got to know Mrs. Wendover, I guess. She's a little crazy, a little wacky, a little strange.
These are your impressions of her?
It's a consensus. I asked around after she came here the other day. The story is that she and Wendover had a pretty good thing in their marriage. They were wild about each other. They spent money like water, and they had plenty of it to spend. Then, one day, he died. Kind of threw her. Maybe it's still throwing her. I don't know.
Sure, sure.
Somewhere along the line, in the last year, Mrs. Wendover's met somebody else.
Oh?
I don't know who he is, because I wasn't paying any attention when she mentioned his name. But she's sort of coming out of it, and she's going to marry him.
Uh-huh.
So she wants to get her business affairs in order. From the look of things, nobody's done much about them since Wendover's death. You see all that stuff on the desk?
Yeah, I noticed it.
It's all hers. She brought it to me in three big hat boxes. Stocks, bonds, bills, deeds, I don't know what all. I know she's in a little trouble with the government. Not because she hasn't got the money to pay them, but just because she hasn't bothered with anything like that.
Hmm?
Anyhow, one of the first things I came across was the insurance policy thrown in there with all the rest of the stuff. And look, you see these checks?
Yeah.
Almost $90,000 dividends on some oil stock. Doesn't even bother to open her mail or cash her checks. Well, a lot of people around the country, including your insurance company, are going to be startled when I finish straightening all this out. I sent the policy claim in as a matter of course. That's my explanation for it being 2 years late.
Well, that's a pretty good explanation.
Look here. She completely forgot she loaned an $8,000 automobile to a friend in Tampa 14 months ago. I asked her about it, and she said she thought she'd left it at the filling station.
What?
And here, the boat Wendover died on, worth $60,000. She sold it to a fisherman last year for $5,000.
Yeah, I get the idea, Mr. Fuchs.
Yeah.
So you filed the insurance claim in her name along with a dozen other matters that should have been taken care of 2 years ago.
Yeah. You play golf?
No.
Well, I do, and I'm tired of looking at this pile of stuff.
Mind if I look at it?
Help yourself. All yours. I'll be at the club. Do whatever you have to. By the way, what do you have to do?
Verify this death certificate and the coroner's report.
Well, then you'll honor the claim?
I'll file my report, and it's up to the insurance company to do as they see fit.
You're kind of cagey, aren't you?
That's why they pay me. Mr. Fuchs.
Yeah?
Is there some kind of bank balance in this stuff, current?
Oh, you'll find it there, but I'll tell you, in cash, Mrs. Wendover's worth about $950,000. I doubt very much if she's trying to cheat the insurance company out of $50,000.
You can't ever tell, though, can you, Mr. Fuchs?
Nope. Can't ever tell.
After he left, I got on the telephone and talked to officials about the coroner's autopsy and the death certification on Noah Wendover. They all seemed to be in order. Then I went through the papers on Fuchs' desk. They seemed to be in enough disorder to verify what he told me about Elise Wendover. I left Fuchs' office about 4:30 and went back to my hotel, carrying a picture of a woman who had existed in a state of limbo for 2 years or more, so far as responsibility and attention to business went. Johnny Dollar.
Hillary Fuchs, can you come over to my office right away?
I just left there. What's up?
Mrs. Wendover, she's having a fit. Come on over.
You're listening to Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more expense account action right after this.
Fall fun is brewing in Redding. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th, from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees.
ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes, palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Goldleaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Goldleaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sale starts September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Goldleaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
And now let's wrap up this episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, on Win Radio Was.
Expense account item 3, $3 more, more cab fare back to Hillary Fuchs' office. I pulled up in front at exactly 5:30 and noticed a 1956 white Cadillac convertible parked in front. For no reason at all, I took 30 seconds to peek inside. The registration told me the car belonged to Elise Blair Wendover. She had left her purse on the seat and the keys in the ignition. A mink stole was thrown carelessly over the back of the seat. Anybody could have taken the stole, the purse, the car, the whole works. Mrs. Wendover was living up to her advance notices.
Come in, come in.
Fuchs looked pale and shaken. He fumbled around for a cigarette until I handed him one of mine. He lit it up and tried to get a grip on himself.
Mrs. Wendover's in there.
Yeah, what happened?
I had some papers for her to sign, and she dropped in a little while ago.
Uh-huh.
I told her about you. I explained to her it was certainly reasonable the insurance company would want to investigate a claim that had been delayed 25 months.
Well?
She blew up, got kind of hysterical about it, said she wanted to see you right away, that she had something to tell you. Go easy on her, will you?
Well, why do you say that?
Oh, it's just that, well, if I'm wrong about her, I'm glad, but I don't think I'm wrong when I say she's right on the edge, just on the edge of it. Feeling better, Mrs. Wendover?
The pale girl with the coal black hair, seated stiffly in the chair in front of Hillary Fuchs' desk, was not feeling better. She could have been 16 or 36. It depended on where you were standing when you looked at her. She had a mouth that was too full, shoulders too wide for the strapless sundress, pair of sandals, a clanking costume bracelet, and black eyes, round, big, bright, too bright.
This is Mr. Dollar, Mrs. Wendover.
I understand you're investigating my husband's death.
I'm here to verify the facts so that Eastern States can act on your claim.
Don't you believe he's dead?
Yes. Don't you?
Oh, yes. I saw him die. Yes, he's dead. How much money do you owe me?
The claim is for $50,000.
Will you pay it?
Well, I presume it will be paid from all I've seen so far. Of course, that part of it's up to the insurance company.
Of course. And they have men sitting at desks reading reports about claims all day long.
Yes.
My dad owned an insurance company once, you know. Those men sitting at their desks, Even my dad sat at a desk. I wonder something. Would one of those men sitting at one of those desks write okay on my claim for Noah's benefits if he knew about me?
Sit down, Mrs. Wendover. Maybe you'd like a drink.
You have one, Mr. Fuchs. Would they?
Well, I have to be indefinite about that, too, Mrs. Wendover. What would put a question in the mind of an adjuster if he knew about you?
I'm indolent, and I'm irresponsible. Mr. Fuchs can tell you that. I'm not quite dependable, am I, Mr. Fuchs?
Oh, we're getting straightened out, Mrs. Wendover.
And then, of course, that wouldn't make a difference. I mean, not really. A great many irresponsible, indolent, undependable people file claims. There's something else. I'm a curse.
Are you?
Oh, yes. It's a very bad thing, a curse. People around me, people I love, just seem to die.
Why do you think you're a curse?
Noah died, and I loved him. And Daddy, I loved him. And my brother Jim, all dead. No one can stay alive around me. I thought I should tell you that.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, Mrs. Wendover.
Well, then we don't have anything more to discuss. Goodbye, Mr. Dollar, Mr. Fuchs.
Oh, wait a minute.
Johnny, hey, where are you going?
I'm going to drive her home. You're right. She's on the edge of something. I can't quite figure it yet.
Brother was killed in Korea. Her father died of a heart attack 10 years ago.
I got that much from the papers on your desk.
Lord, where'd she ever get the idea?
Oh, I don't know. I've heard of things like this happening. I'll phone you later.
Right.
Wait a minute. I'll drive you home, Mrs. Wendover.
Oh, that'll be nice.
She smiled brightly, still too brightly, and we drove along. She didn't tell me which way to turn, what direction to go, and I didn't ask her. I liked it that way, no one saying a word. I was listening to something else anyhow, something inside of me, loud like a cannon firing twice a second. It was my heart making all the noise. Oh, it's happened a couple of times before, and it meant trouble coming up. I knew it. My heart never makes a mistake.
Mr. Dollar, do you think he'll die too?
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, right out in the broad daylight, I have a look at the Tears of Night. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood, written by John Dawson. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure and join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Installment of the Tears of Night matter from the spring of 1956. We'll have part two at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. Earlier I mentioned that script had been retooled from a 1949 Adventures of Sam Spade production, which also was played here on When Radio Was. Now, it's not unusual for scripts to be reused across various series, even crossing over to different networks. Another famous example was the storyline The Pearling Matter. Before Bailey as Dollar solved the missing girl case based in New Orleans, the script had been heard on a Jack Webb-led investigator program in the summer of 1948. I'll name that series and wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
The fog is thick, the atmosphere is heavy, and the game's afoot once again.
I was wondering what to do when a covered van drove up with two men in it. They took something out of the van and carried it up the steps to the hall door. Mr. Holmes, It was a coffin.
World-famous consulting detective Sherlock Holmes and his trusted aide Dr. Watson roam the streets of Victorian London in search of clues to unlock each thrilling mystery. In Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries.
Who has it, Watson? Why is it held back? That's the question that beats in my brain like a hammer.
Well, perhaps this mad wife of his carried it off with her. It could be in her house in Paris even now.
Yeah, but how could we search for it without the French police having their suspicions aroused? It's a case where the law is as dangerous to us as the criminals. Every man's hand is against us, and the interests at stake are colossal.
These 16 immortal adventures are adapted from the original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and produced by Jim French.
Do you really think the regular forces will be there in time?
If I did, Watson, we'd still be at Baker Street. The situation strikes me as so desperate that the most extreme measures are justified. We are, as usual, the irregulars, and we must make our own line of action.
Find out who done it in Radio Spirit's The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries. For a limited time, it's half price. Pay just $15.98. So go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 now and use offer code CLASSIC77 to save 50%.
You seem to have powers that are hardly human, Mr. Holmes.
This half-price offer will soon vanish into the London fog. So get The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code CLASSIC77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, folks, this is Dana with The Dana Show. And as many people know, I love, love, love dogs. I love my dog, and I want Wick to be around as long as possible, healthy and happy. And I recently heard from a listener who swears that Rough Greens is the reason that her 17-and-a-half-year-old Border Collie is still going strong. That's, like, a pretty amazing age for a Border Collie. So what would it be worth to you if your dog lived an extra 2 or 3 years? I've seen the difference that Rough Greens makes firsthand. It's not dog food. It's what's missing from dog food, packed with vitamins, minerals, probiotics and enzymes. Rough Greens brings your pet's food to life, and it helps your pet have a healthier coat, better digestion, more energy, and fewer vet bills. Call 214-RUFF-DOG, R-U-F-F, and make sure they know that Dana sent you. And you'll get a free jumpstart bag, plus a free bag of Wick's favorite treats, the Rough Chews, a $30 value. Just pay shipping. This offer is only available by phone, so call 214-RUFF-DOG today. That's 214-RUFF-DOG, and tell them Dana sent you.
Welcome back to Win Radio Wazzer. Before the break, I was talking about sharing scripts and the yours truly Johnny Dollar production, The Purling Matter. That 1956 storyline originally been featured on a different series back in the summer of 1948. It was presented as The Prodigal Daughter on Jeff Regan Investigator, which starred a pre-Dragnet Jack Webb. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but hey, stop by the website, which is winradiowaz.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta.